Blog Talk Radio.
Blessings, family. Welcome to Black Womaniverse. This is your host, Seek Wisdom. How is everyone out there feeling today, or tonight, rather? Today is Wednesday, April 7th, 2010, and tonight's topic, wow. Well, before I get into the topic and everything for tonight, I just want to say thank you to all the listeners and all the sisters out there who have shown support for Black Womaniverse and, you know, what we're trying to do, what we're doing with the social network and the goddess gatherings and, you know, the sisters who have sent emails, you know, just letting me know that what I'm doing is not in vain because it's actually out there helping sisters. So thank you for reaching out to me. You know, those emails and phone calls and conversations are very humbling, you know, because it lets me know that what I'm doing is actually, you know, helping sisters out there and that's what I'm doing it for. So helps me stay on task, so to speak. So thank you for listening, and thank you for sharing the stories and everything that you have shared with me. I want to say peace and blessings to all the sisters that are out there in the chat room and everything. I see Sister Earth, who's showing up as African Family Co-op, and everyone can go and look at africanfamilycoop.ning.com, and she's also the sister that handles kemeticscience.ning.com. So I just wanted to get that information out there. Also, the Goddess B, I see you out there, sis. Thanks for listening and being very supportive, as always. Tonight's topic is the woman is the first teacher. Wow. It's a lot I could say there. A lot I could say there, but I'm going to go ahead and go to the phone lines because I want this to be a bit of an open conversation. I do have some information I want to cover before we get to the actually, I have some clips of some information I'm going to share with the sisters. I'm going to get to the clips probably the last hour and a half of the show, the first 30 minutes of the show or so. I just want to cover some basic information. So I guess let me cover some of this basic information before I open up some of the lines. There is something that has been on my heart and on my spirit for a minute for me to speak about in reference to the sisters and who we are getting our information from. The time has come for sisters to not depend on men to get our information in terms of who and what we are. And the sisters who have this knowledge kind of sort of need to come from out behind the computer screens and, you know, out from behind wherever we've been sitting and studying, and actually step out front and teach the other sisters the information when it comes to the sacred divine feminine. Because it's so many men out there trying to tell women who and what they should be, and we have become accustomed to looking towards men to tell us who and what we are, and that is not what it was before, and it should not have gone to that, but that's where we are right now. So I'm going to do my part in that. By no means am I telling someone to listen to what I'm saying wholeheartedly. Well, I want you to listen to it, but what I want you to do is go and do your own research and study and confirm what is true for you. Because how I see things may not be exactly how you need to see things. You know, each of us come here and we have a specific job or lessons to learn. So each person's experience is going to be different. And so I just want to put that out there before I go into anything further. I'm going to touch on some information in reference to some of the deities that our ancients, when we look at some of the texts and some of the books and some of the carvings in different places, I find in studying there is a misunderstanding or a twist on what certain things mean. And so I'm going to give you my interpretation or the way that, you know, things speak to me, the way my spirit is picking up certain things. The first thing I want to bring up is the deity Ma'at. A lot of people, when they talk about Ma'at, I've heard, and I don't want to seem like I'm singling out any particular person, whether it be male or female, but I've heard from multiple sources that Ma'at is in reference to balancing, about the men being a balance to the woman and the woman being a balance to the man. That is not, based upon my research, and I have not read everything there is to read, but based upon my research and what my spirit is telling me, that is not how I interpret, you know, Ma'at. Ma'at is talking about different things that we have to find and be in search of and perfect within ourselves. Each person on a physical level, we are a physical manifestation of a specific gender. But on a spiritual level, we have both masculine and feminine energies within ourselves. So when you look at Ma'at, Ma'at is, first of all, she's a goddess. And that goddess is a symbol of the feminine and masculine energy. And when we talk about balance, balance is just one thing that Ma'at is about. Ma'at is not just about balance. But again, this is about seeking out that balance of the feminine and masculine energy within yourself. Sisters are not supposed to be balancing out a man. We are to balance out ourselves and find out the things we need to know for ourselves and balance ourselves out, not to balance out another man. If that man needs you to balance him, something is wrong with him. We need to be focused on ourselves, not being a balance to somebody else, because that takes away from you being the best that you can be for you and your evolution. You're not to seek out being a balance to anybody else. And again, if this offends anybody, I'm not going to apologize for expressing the way I see things. And I don't want it to make it seem like I'm calling any one particular person out, because I'm not. The other thing I want to make clear before we get into any other information is that we have to understand as sisters, those of us that already are familiar with this information in terms of the divine feminine and dark goddess and who and what we are as black women, those of us that are familiar with this and that are studying this and are learning and living this, it is our job to help other sisters out when they want to get the help. We're not going to do the Christian thing and go beat and force this information onto a sister. So if another sister is not at the level that you are, it is not up to you to look down upon her and judge her. It's just up to us to have the information ready when she is ready to receive it. Because each of us have our own evolution that we're going through, and it's not everybody's not going to be at the same point in their path at the same time. So I want to throw that out there as well. Another deity I want to speak about is Seishat. A lot of people don't hear a lot about Seishat. Seishat was or is the deity of writing. She is the person that actually gave Tahuti his knowledge. He was her scribe. She was also called the Lady Builder, and she was the person that charted out the stars and mapped out the stars so that people could build things based upon the constellations. So when we're looking at some of this information, we really need to go back and study this and look, really, really look into some of this information. Now, this is not all that these deities do, but I'm touching on this specific information for a particular reason, because later when I get into playing certain clips, you'll understand why I'm mentioning some of this. Seishat was also called the historian. She handled the library of records and the historical records. So she was the deity that presided over, you know, astrology, record, you know, the herstory. I'll phrase it that way because that's really what it is. And she is the deity that presided over the overwriting. So she is known for creating the writing system, and Tahuti was her scribe. He wrote down her notes. He wrote down what she told him. Again, this is not all that these deities have done. I'm just touching on a few of the attributes of these particular deities. There's another deity by the name of Nit or Nit. She was known and was worshipped as the first god, period. Not the first god of something, but the first god. And this was a woman. If you want to pull Neith up, her name is spelled N-E-I-T-H. It's spelled like Keith, but it's with an N instead of a K. She was said to be, and they referred to her as Neith or Nit, and the reason why they said Nit was because they interpreted it as though she weaved or knitted everything into creation, that she created everything. So that's why they called her Nit or Nit. She was also referred to as a war goddess at some point. And, of course, when women start to when women have to protect, you know, their children or themselves, of course they're going to become a little warlike. So I can clearly see where she may have been seen as a war goddess at some point. Another goddess is Hetheru. She can be can be considered the equivalent to a Oshun in the Ifa or Yoruba tradition or Santeria tradition. All of it's the same. It's just as we have traveled from one location to another, we use different languages and we look at our deities and call them by different names, but it's the same aspect or the same attribute. So I'm pretty sure everyone's familiar with Hetheru or Hathor, as the Greeks refer to her, and Oshun, goddess of love, beauty, music, anything that is considered pleasurable or just, you know, the pleasures of life, relaxation. That's what these two particular deities were associated with. Now, the other deity that I'm going to mention is Sekhmet. Sekhmet, a lot of people refer to Sekhmet, and also I'll bring up Kali. They look at those two deities as though they're interrelated or in connection with one another. A lot of people think that Kali is just known from the Hindu tradition. If you start to do research on Kali, you will come to find that Kali actually came from a lot of our indigenous African cultures as well, and the Hindu culture as well is a part of our stuff. But again, some of this information is not being shared with people. I'm going to, later in the show, I'm going to list some books that people can get into and start studying to pull up some of this information. And a lot of this information, sisters, we get by spirit. A lot of times we get information that's not found in a book. And when you speak about some of this information that's not found in a book, the first thing people ask you is, well, what book did you get that out of? And, of course, if you're not finding it in the book, you're not going to be able to give them a book that you got it out of. But people don't realize that we are the physical manifestation of the Great Mother. Everything has a portion of the Great Mother in them, but the black woman is a physical manifestation of the Great Mother. And, of course, there will be some subsequent shows to get into, you know, details in reference to this. There's been previous shows where we talk about this as well. So if you are a new listener, you can go back into the archives and pull up some information. You can feel free to email me or call me, and I'll be giving out my email address and my phone number before the end of the show so that those who are interested or have questions can email me or call me. The ancients always associated wisdom, agriculture, nurturing, spirit, oracle, prophecy. They always associated these type of things with the woman. The woman is the first teacher. The woman is the first teacher, whether she's teaching her child in the womb, while during conception, during the gestational period, after she gives birth to the child. You know, I'm not saying that men don't play a role in this, but what I'm saying is the woman is the first teacher. There's not a lot more I'm going to touch on that. But before I get into these clips I want to play, because there's going to be a lot of conversation around these clips, and again, I want to shout out everybody in the chat room and everyone who is on the line listening. I'm going to go ahead and open up the lines, and we're going to get into a little bit of conversation. I want to see if the sisters want to add anything. And, of course, in a few moments, we're going to go ahead and get into these clips, and I will explain what clips I'm going to play in a moment. So let me go ahead and open up these lines. I think I have Pastor Flowers on the line. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Peace and blessings, Mother.
Peace
Pastor
and blessings.
Flowers.
Hi.
Hey. All right, I'm going to open up Sister Earth's line. Peace and blessings, sis.
Peace.
How are you?
I'm well. Can't wait to hear what we're going to discuss tonight.
Oh, I can.
No, you can't. No, you can't.
look, I have been trying my best to get these clips set up right since the earth was out for it. She see me in front of this computer, daggone near sweating and pulling my hair out like, oh, my gosh. Wow, I hope I anyway. Let's open up the other line for my sister, Queenie Fama. What's going on, sis?
Peace and blessing, guys. How's everyone doing?
Peace.
Great.
And
how
blessing.
Are you?
Peace, sis.
Woo. Okay. Anybody have anything to add or comment on the information I've shared so far?
You know what? I do. Because. You know, it was so interesting because remember we were speaking earlier about the Kali, and of course you know where I went. I went straight to the Wikipedia.
Oh, wait
and
a minute,
so,
I got one more sister's line to open.
Oh,
up.
Okay,
I
I'm sorry.
I can't leave God is be
okay.
Hanging.
God oh, heck no.
Peace, sister.
Peace.
Peace. Good to be here.
All right.
Oh, okay. I'm ready for you tonight.
All right. All right, go ahead, Queenie Fama.
And I was so happy when you just touched on who Kali was, because when I looked at the Wikipedia, because as I listened to, you know, the other whatever it was, when I listened to it and they made reference to that, the first thing I did was Googled it, right? Because I don't have my books and stuff at work.
Right.
And so I came up with the reference, and I think I alluded to that to you. That's why I'm really happy that you kind of like, you know, kind of refreshed that I have to go back to my books here to really get the understanding about Kali and know and understand that everything comes from us in the first place. People just take it and use it for their own benefit. But the origins of everything come from us.
Let that marinate for a minute. Say that again, sis.
Everything comes from us, God. Everything.
Okay.
All right.
Anyone else have any comments or have anything to add in reference to what I've
discussed
so far?
I'm sitting here. I just recently ordered this book called The Dictionary of Ancient Deities.
Gone. I got that one.
Oh, my sister. It's by Patricia Turner and Charles Russell Coulter.
Mm-hmm.
Every one of the goddesses you named, I put a green little sticker in, and I'm telling you, sisters, this is the book to get. It has every goddess and every, like you said, the Neith is also the goddess of hunting, the mistress of the cow. I mean, it has Kali in it. It has Sekhmet in it. These are the kind of things when we're talking and teaching and learning, that, yes, I can go and say, you know, need and tell you where to get it from to do your own research. I mean, you know, sometimes you have the books in front of you, like you said, and just to read these things as you're talking about it, it's exciting because now I can go back and really study even more everybody that you just named. I mean, I would love to just share all this information right now, but it takes up too much time. But this is the best book to get. It's a pretty thick book.
Uh-huh.
But it has.
Could you, for the record, could you repeat the name of it, please? The
name of the book is Dictionary of Ancient Deities.
Okay. Okay, deities.
And it has thousands of names. And
okay.
It really gives an excellent depiction of who we are. It doesn't really whitewash it too much.
Oh, great. Okay.
It says that we were black. It says that she was black and, you know.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, it's just phenomenal, all the names of all these goddesses and how a lot of them have the same attributes, quite frankly, just in different cultures.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's very exciting, and getting sisters together to teach it, those that want to know.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, those that want to. See, some don't want to know.
Right.
But I think as time goes on, sisters are being more confused and they're asking more questions.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we should be ready to answer these questions.
Yes.
Right. And the sisters have to stop being, I don't want to say ashamed, that's not the word I'm looking for, but stop playing around with this information. You know, it's some sisters really searching for this information, and sometimes the only way they can get information is through a mail.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and that's because we're not making it known that we are out here. You know, and the sisters that are out there doing it, you know, the Goddess Networks, you know, Mommy Sarood, Diva Mama Tanya, oh, my God, Ebony Women of the Diaspora, which is Pastor Flowers, she gets it in.
Yes, she Pastor Flowers.
Yes.
See, yes, sisters like that are like, there are elders, there are, like, leaders.
Exactly.
You know, there are leaders. But, you know, you can get information from anywhere. It's just the, what resonates in your spirit. Take a little bit because, you know, you, information can come from the strangest place.
Mm-hmm.
Just for us to take the ball and run with it. For instance, I got the name of this book probably from, or maybe from even a Caucasian.
Mm-hmm.
But the information is priceless.
All right. I have another. Hold on, wait. Okay, yeah, I got all the lines open, I think. If anyone is waiting on the line and you have a comment or question, please make sure that you press 1 so that I will see you on the switchboard. I will be in and out of the chat room, so my sisters that are in the chat room, if y'all could please keep an eye on the chat room for me. Because I was in a mad dash to get these clips straight, I didn't get a chance to upload them, so I'm going to have to play them a little, a bit of an unconventional way, so y'all let me know if you can't hear them. When I get around to playing them, because I need to make sure that everyone can clearly hear what we are about to. I have some disclaimers, and I don't normally put a disclaimer on any of my shows, but because the clips that I'm about to play are clips from one of our sister's shows, I'm going to put this disclaimer out. I bet not hear of nobody talking shit about my sister. Okay? And the reason I'm saying that is because not everybody has access or is ready for the information that the sisters on the line have been privy to or that you may have been privy to. It is not up to us to judge another sister. It is up to us to help her when she is ready and to give her the knowledge when she is ready.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to make sure that is clear. And this is not just a sister that I just happened to luck up on one of her shows. I've actually been in communications with this sister, but, you know, I'm sensitive when it comes to my sister, so I better not see no chat room shit going on, and I better not hear about nothing. I'm being real. That's just how I am about my sisters. I ain't got time for that. I'm not here to bash another sister or put down another sister. So I'm going to make that clear. With that being said, I'm going to go ahead and tell you what I can't even get my words right, y'all. I'm so pissed. Well, I'm going to go ahead and tell you what the clips are that I'm about to play. I'm pretty sure that anybody that's into metaphysics has probably heard of Brother Phil Valentine. I'm not going to get into any personal information, but I will say this. If no one knows, Phil Valentine used to be married to or in a relationship with our dear sister, Queen Afua. I'm not going to pass around any rumors, so I'm just going to say that, and it's obvious that they're not together anymore, and I'm going to say that, and that's all I'm going to say about that.
Mm.
I have my personal feelings about different things that I've heard about Brother Phil Valentine, and I also have my personal feelings about information that he has shared and how he feels about our role as women. Instead of me giving you my personal feelings, I felt it would only be fitting for you to hear what this brother is saying. So these are the clips that I'm going to play. This Brother Phil Valentine went on to a goddess-centered show, and these are some of the comments he made. Not all, but some. So y'all bear with me while I play these clips.
Stomach.
All right, I'm going to warn you. If you are goddess-centered and you have done your research, you are going to get a migraine. At least I know I did.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lord. Trying to live. It took me 3 hours to get 45 minutes of listening.
It took you 3 days.
3 hours.
Oh, yeah, I'm not. Yeah, it took really took me 3 days. See, Sister Irv, no, because she been the one I had to call to vent. She's like, oh, shit. Look, I see Bernard in the chat room. He full of shit. Yeah. My sentiment's exactly, sis, but I don't want to put words in his mouth. So I'm going to try
to put enough out of him, that's for sure.
Yeah, I'm going to mute y'all out. I can't mute me out, but I'm going to mute y'all out because I'm pretty sure y'all going to be, you know, have y'all expressions. And I don't want myself or anybody else to influence the listeners.
Oh, okay.
So right. I'm going to mute out these lines, and y'all just give me a quick second. And y'all, I got to leave out of the chat room because I don't want any feedback. So I'm going to close out of the chat room. The switchboard is still up. Y'all just give me a few seconds while I try to I'm sorry, y'all. I feel like I sound like a drama queen right now, but I promise it's a reason for everything. I so promises. Okay. Let me get myself together. All right, let's All right. Let me see if I can get this to play. Now, I can't play the beginning of the show, but I will say this. And if you call me or email me directly, I can tell you where you can find the entire show.
Mm-hmm.
Out of respect for my sister, I'm going to try to play clips where it doesn't give her name or the name of her show.
Okay.
Because I don't want anybody harassing her. So I'm going to try my best to play clips that doesn't, you know, throw her name or her show out there. But if you are a sister and you're sincere about listening to the entire show, if you contact me directly, I can let you know what the name of the show is and you can go find the whole show.
Okay.
Okay, let me see if I can get everything queued up. All right, I'm going to get y'all muted and I'm going to try to play this clip. The first clip, I think, is about 14 minutes or so. Because I didn't want to keep breaking it up into small clips, even though that was my preference, but I really didn't have time. The second clip is about 20 minutes or so. So we're going to listen to, y'all can do the calculations. We're going to listen to that much. All right, hold on 1 minute while I get this queued up. And y'all let me know, I'm going to open up past the flowers line. No, I ain't going to open up past the flowers line. I know her. I just heard you laughing. I'm going to open up Goddess Beeline because I think she might be able to withhold some comments while I play this because I need to make sure y'all can hear it. Goddess B, can you hear me? Can you hear me, sis?
Yes, I can.
Okay, I'm going to keep your line open because I need you to tell me if you can hear the audio playing.
Okay.
Y'all, I normally don't have to go through all this for a show, but I'm doing this because I need the sisters to understand how serious this situation is when it comes to allowing ourselves to be taught by men. Now, all men are not like this, but this one is. So let me try to play this right quick.
Logical knowledge, you know, like, you know, it's reading too much and we can produce our hair on our face and all of that good stuff. Kind of going to how that balances each other and it's not an attack on sisters saying that you should not be reading or you should not be obtaining knowledge. Hair, how it's a balance to the brother.
By all means, what I meant to say, and I explained it in my book, The Wounded Womb, that the present system in place, structured for education for our people, was structured on the old European model, which actually was dealing from a feminist perspective, a very matriarchal perspective. lot of people are still of the matter thinking that we are living in a patriarchal society. We are not people living in a patriarchal society. I will first give you an understanding. This is why we promote metaphysics. You have to understand the invisible dynamics of actions that show themselves on the surface. People look at the surface and believe that that's all there is. That's simply because we are not taught second, third, and fourth, and fifth dimensional thinking. We only think one-dimensional thinking, and we only see surfaces, and we go by that. So when I say we are not in a patriarchal society, I am telling you that we are in a matriarchal society because the foundational mindset that drives this society is materialism. And materialism, the first four letters in materialism is mater. Whenever there is a materialistic society dealing specifically in materialism, dealing specifically in self-aggrandizement and vanity, you're dealing with a lower or a adverse representation of the feminine principle. However, in the carrying out of the dictates of that adverse or perversely corrupted feminized or matriarchal nature, the carrying out of its orders is done by the patriarchal or the masculine. So it looks as if the marshalling of masculine energies on the surface to carry out the dictates of what is behind the scenes as a matriarchal energy, a matriarchal mindset, it seems to those who are not privy to understanding the depth of how energy works, they don't see what's going on behind the scenes. They don't see the motivative mindset behind what they're looking at on the surface. So when I say that people, women, at the time, as far as reading is concerned, you notice that all of the books or all of the ancient societies, all of the ancient cultures, all of them read from right to left. And reading from right to left is a natural way for the masculine's mind, what we call his psychometric acuity. That is why all of the ancient cultures read from right to left or up to down, or they read three-dimensionally, but mostly from right to left. That's the masculine purview. In the West, we see them read from left to right, which is feminine. So in reading from left to right, we noticed that in the schools systems, in the younger school systems, the younger grades, that girls seem to accelerate more or to seem to get into the matrix or the way of learning much faster and comprehension much faster than young boys. And that is because their psychometric acuity has been shifted. It has been flipped. And it makes it a lot more difficult for boys, and it's very difficult for boys to go from left to right, which is why all of the ancient societies, because men are the ones who wrote the books, men are the ones who are the ones who articulated the knowledge, we wrote according to the psychometric acuity of the person who was accustomed to doing it, which was right to left. So in reading, when a woman reads, when you start using your eyes to read two-dimensional objects, you are using a lot more of what we call vitamin A, a nutrient in there necessary for the mixing of the fat to make proper estrogen, to convert testosterone through progesterone into proper estrogen. That is disrupted when a woman is using, when children or girls are being used very early to concentrate on two-dimensional notes, and then to now factor that in through that learning process into the flat computer screens by using pixelated letters and words, which again causes problems, causes the eye to work harder, causes more vitamin A to be diminished, and therefore disrupts proper estrogen making. That's just part of it, of course. Women are now being used, young girls are being now taxed to go through certain types of gymnastics to match the masculine principle, to match masculine forms of activity because of Title IX. And we are now watching the formation or at least the diminution of the feminine principle. And again, we are not looking at the way women learn, the way girls learn, the way girls' intelligence are supposed to be enhanced. Girls are actually being formulated as little boys, being taught like little boys. So see this particular consequence of them having to adapt to the methodologies of learning that young males have developed, and it's good for young males. We're beginning to see more and more young girls. I've seen young girls at 22 and 23 with fibroid tumors. By the time they're 26 and 27, they're having endometriosis. I'm watching young girls having problems with breast cancers very young and early. And, of course, other mitigating circumstances are there. Don't get me wrong. But this is what plays into it. You take the feminine principle out of the safety of the inner society, as I explained in the book, and you put her into the outer combative combat career zone of the outer society, and what her body was made for now has to adapt to the outside world, which is essentially is about hostility. It's about career. And if you do an etymological breakdown of the word career, it brooks down to a word called combat. So the word career dovetails from the word combat. So a woman pursuing a career immediately is being trained to go into a form of psychological and psychosocial combat, which would automatically have to change her nature, would have to change her endocrine system to match that type of stress. So reading is just a part of it. The women today will begin to see all of these new kind of health products and beauty products to take care of hair on the mouth and the lip at younger and younger ages. Girls are now seeing that they're having sideburns, hair growing down their back, growing up on their stomach, around their nipples. This is not accidental. And, of course, being that they get pregnant, if they do get pregnant, they will carry that over into the seed. Okay, and even the exercise of having sex while she's pregnant. A lot of women are being told by these people who are trying to create a dysfunctional society that it's all right after she's pregnant to have sex because it relaxes this and relaxes that. Not even the animals have sex after the female is pregnant, but only us humans are being coached to doing that. And we don't understand what that does to the baby as well. So there are things that women are being told that they can do as normal and as healthy that is actually the antithesis of health.
Woo. All right, y'all, give me 1 second.
Okay.
I'm going to open these lines back up. That was the end of the first clip. Pastor Flowers, Queenie Fama, Goddess B, Sister Earth, your lines are open.
Queen Azinga must be rolling in her grave right now.
For sure.
Okay. Where does one start?
Where can you start with that?
Okay. He first started out responding to a question in reference to gendercide. Phil Valentine wrote a book called The Wounded Womb. Ironic that a man that had wounded a womb would write a book called The Wounded Womb. Nonetheless, I urge you, sisters, to do your own research. Don't listen to what I'm telling you. Assume that everything I'm telling you is a lie and work to prove you wrong. Anyway, he started out speaking about gendercide and the fact that based on his book, he's saying that women are more intuitive and more spiritual and they do the nurturing, and that it's the man's role, or he's more analytical and logical, and that he thinks better.
Well, they've proven that.
That's where the conversation started out. Then he went into reading and writing and how our ancient writing systems went from the
right to the left
because it was based off of a masculine principle, because the men wrote and started everything. Okay? And that the reason why young... I'm sorry, y'all, for that. And that the reason why
the reason why women excel in the Western culture is because we read from the left to the right, and because it's not a patriarchal society like everyone thinks it is, but it's actually a matriarchal society because the first couple of letters in materialism is nature.
Golly.
Okay, so I'm not going to say anything else. I just want y'all to and I'll comment later. How do y'all feel about that?
Sister Seek, I have numerous problems with what he just said. But the thing that sticks out to me the most is the fact that how can you as a woman listen, and I'm not going to be disrespectful, so you don't have to jump out of a bag on me. This is just my observation. But how can you as a woman co-sign with that, with a man telling, with anybody, but especially a man telling you that? I have numerous problems with what he says, but as a woman, how can you listen to that? Like, how can you agree with that? If, just like when we talk about self-hatred in the black community, there's a lot of self-hatred among women. Like, women do not like themselves to be able to put up with the nonsense that we put up with. So, Ari, you already know how I feel about Mr. Valentine or whatever, but I keep coming back to the self-hatred that women have. And even if they don't consciously understand that they hate themselves, just listening to that and co-signing on that without being flustered or angry or cussing somebody out, I just don't get. And that's a problem for me. And I just had to put that out there.
Well, you know what? I just want to say this. He was, I think, in a sense, he was correct when he said that this is a matriarchal society. However, I will add that it is a matriarchal society under oppression. It's going to always be matriarchal. It's just up to us
because
to exert
we are the
that.
Society.
Exactly. And he said some more things, and I don't know if you're going to play those clips, but I took notes on that.
I got some more stuff I'm going to play. I have some more stuff I'm going to play. I do want to add at the beginning of this interview, I didn't save that part, but at the beginning of the interview, he goes into how he and Queen of Four created the Sacred Woman book. And how after that book was done, then he went into the Wounded Womb.
No, because he was a wounded dick. That's what the problem was.
Well, your dick might be wounded if you piss on your mama.
Hello.
Okay. I think Sister Earth may have just dropped off. I hope she calls back in. But Pastor Flowers, Goddess B, I know y'all got something to add.
I'm listening.
I'm listening. I can learn so much. I learned so much from you.
Yeah, you always have to listen to everything because in there is where you're going to find truth. You have to balance out. That's why it's important for us to do Ma'at in ourselves, balance ourselves out so that we can begin to move away the disillusion, the voices in our head of people trying to define who you are, and the whole adage was to know thyself. So if that's the adage, then how is it that somebody else is telling you about yourself? But what he's saying has validity because I say people, the men did something what I would call like the Stepford Wives. They, like Frankenstein, they rewired women. That's why you keep coming out with a lot of men very strongly with just, you know, using anatomy and things that we do not know about ourselves anymore. And they're able to say these things, and we will listen because we don't know anatomy. So that's one reason why men are able to come and tell us about ourselves. They understand what happened to the original Black Dark Mother because they did something. I say that the brothers, more or less, they created the white people with the science that we taught them. So it's like he's telling half-truths, you know. Nobody tells a full lie. He tells a little bit of truth. You always have to have the skeleton. If you don't have a skeleton, you can't hold the body up. So he's taking our information, as they always have done, and they use the truth along with the deception in there. And we're trained to trust men from yay high, you know. And the thing here, the problem with a man, he's always constantly trying to tell you who you are. And we listen to this instead of us listening and knowing ourselves. Because everything that we ever want to possibly know, if they ever burn all the books up again like they did in the past, is still inside of you. You just have to begin to trust yourself. And the game that's being played is for you not to trust yourself. Now, I studied Judaic studies, and so the Jews say that the early ancients read from left to right, and that this new system, which he was referring to about reading from right to left, is something that is matriarchal, more or less. He's trying to say that that's how we read. And then he's going into the alchemy, the chemical of how the body reacts to you reading that way. But there's been many ways, and he was saying this in the same voice. He said up and down, you know. So there were many schools of thought, you know. But that's not the real clinch. It's what he's saying. It don't matter where it's been read. If it's left to right, right to left, I can read either way. It's what's being said, and we taught them words. But they begin to use these words back on us. If you ever have children, especially male boys, you'll find a lot of manipulation in these children's spirits. And that's because you have to manipulate. That's kind of like improvising when things aren't quite the way. That's why they wise, you know, they got this missing thing. They don't have the other leg to stand on. They're only standing on one leg. And it's like the biggest thing is having the rites of passages program in every community, a place for women, where you are teaching anatomy, where you are showing them, you know, nothing else more than just about themselves, because all the secrets that were ever written is about your yoni, your vagina. It's about you. So I can't possibly understand how you could be so mixed up when everything's written about you, even when they do put a male's name on, who wasn't invented to millions of years later. You know, you have to have people like Theo Valentine speaking and saying things from his perspective, because what that also does at times is activate something when somebody says, like, it's, you know, you heard this and you know the truth. And when you hear a lie, it's like you're about ready to have, it's almost like a volcano. You're about ready to explode.
Yes.
You know, all right, Goddess B, I want you to get a chance to step in here and kind of sort of tell me what you're feeling listening to that.
Well, you know what? I'm so into what Pastor Flowers is saying, I'm going to relinquish this and let her continue on.
Wow.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a wisdom talking right here. Let me hear what else she got to say.
Well, the whole thing of it is if you listen, we have to just stop and listen. Because that's the thing that we're being mesmerized not to do. And we were the ones who invented logic and mathematics and everything else. I mean, we do it every day. We do it so much that we don't naturally even know that we're doing it. but they do. And so when you're trying to fight a war, you got to understand your enemy. You got to know how your enemy works. You have to be an excellent tactician because that's what men are. They play football. They play something. They always playing something. They got, you know, an enemy, you know.
Right.
And you have to overcome this enemy. Well, where does that whole thing originate? Well, we're their enemy. Because we were the ones, like Callie Ma, saying no.
The one
and
thing.
So,
go ahead.
No. Go on.
The one thing I want to touch on is, and somebody just put it in the chat room, we should have never given our sacred and secret information away. The rituals and the things that we practice, that we do while we're in our, you know, sacred sister circles, those need to stay within our sacred sister circles. One book I want to refer people to that's written by Mama Zogby, if you've listened to the past couple of shows, you have heard me put this book out there over and over again. It is called The Sibyls, The First Prophetess of Mami Wata. And when you read that book, in that book it says, you know what, I'm not going to tell you what I think it says, I'm going to get the book. Oh, yeah, I'm gonna get the book because I want to read this part word for word. I don't want me to screw anything up. So here it is. And what you learn when you do certain research is that not everything that they attribute to the Greeks or the Romans came from, quote-unquote, Yorugu or Tamahu or otherwise known as Europeans or white people. So people must do their research. Don't just stop when somebody thinks they answered the question. Keep going. Keep going. Okay. It was at Ephesus and Corinth where they converted Jews and turned the Christian Paul, was made a saint by the Roman Church for helping to orchestrate the destruction of much of the ancient black matriarchal temples of the black Diana, and forcing Christianity upon its citizenry. As patriarchy held sway around the world, the foreign invaders, i.e. the Assyrians, Greeks, Turks, Romans, and others, on many occasions will often join forces with the Amazon African patriarchal enemies in order to defeat them. The African patriarchs, having superior knowledge of their ritual magic, therefore knew how to fight against them successfully. Pretty much what that means is because we shared sacred knowledge with people who were not within our circle, they then turned around and used that sacred information and sacred knowledge against us when going into battle when they no longer wanted matriarchal societies within their territory. They joined with our enemy and theirs because they disliked matriarchy so much. That's the part of history that we don't get told as women because it doesn't look good.
And you know something else, see? That will manifest as we listen to this. You'll see it. You'll hear it.
The other thing that I'm pretty sure another... Let me check the switchboard. There's another... Goddess Networks, call in. I think you said you had a comment or something you wanted to bring up. I don't know if you wanted to wait or whether you want to call in now. But I'm going to wait a few more moments. And if you don't pop up on the switchboard, I'll go ahead and play the other clip. The next clip is longer than the one I just played. I think this next clip is about 20 minutes long. But it's deep. The next clip goes into reproduction, mothering, children, sex, sisterhood, leadership, matriarchy. It gets into all of that. So I'm going to need y'all because it's 20 minutes and I don't want y'all to forget y'all comments. I'm just going to prepare you now. Get a piece of paper and a pen. And as you're hearing these things, whether you're in the chat room or whether you're one of the sisters that are on our panel tonight or whether you're just listening, write down what was said and what your comment was, because I'm going to open up the phone lines in a bit, because I want sisters who are on the panel and other sisters who are listening to call in. This is here for archives for other sisters to hear, you know, and this is a platform where we can help teach and share information with other sisters. So, all right, I see you, Bird. Let me open up your line. Peace, sis.
Hey, sisters.
Hey.
How are you all? The Goddess Network's in the house.
Hey,
yes.
I'm going to be respectful, so I won't say what I want to say.
You better say what you want to say.
No, I'm going to be respectful because, I'm like the off with your head type. I don't swing I don't think that it's funny or women should ever lollygag back and forth when sisters are supporting this BS. For me, this system is male, you know, orchestrated. So I understand that they benefit from it, you know, even if they benefit from it very little. So they're not going to stand against it for the most part. But our mothers are the ones who this stuff has been taken from. It has been taken from us. So when sisters enable this, I have a big problem with it because I don't expect the men to really, not collectively, to really stand up for matriarchy because they don't understand what it is. Many of us are still trying to figure out, exactly what
right.
it is.
Right.
So when I hear a woman enable it, I just don't know how other people handle it. On my page, I get into it with women all the time. I just don't have a right or a left with them. It's what it is. And when they sign off, they're basically just really signing off on your spiritual death certificate. Anytime they allow this stuff to be gone, and I think sisters need to call sisters to the carpet on this stuff. You know, some people are probably a lot more tactful than me. So some of y'all can call them on the carpet. But this stuff should not be, and it's just like what you said. A lot of us are doing stuff, but maybe we can do a little bit more because this man has a POTUM. He has a POTUM spouting this foolishness, and men aren't standing up against it. I have heard other women stand up against it, but, you know, really nobody taking it on like you, Sister C. But when other sisters sit there and let this stuff fester, they need to be called to the carpet because, you know, maybe they don't know. And I was telling a sister the other day, and I believe this, and this is just me, because I see things more from, like, a spiritual side. I always say that men cast the spell, but the women are enabling it. This system will fall overnight if we stop enabling it. She and women like her that always skirt back for men, feel that they need a man's validation, side against the sisterhood for other men, enable this system. He was given 2 hours to spout this nonsense because she enabled the system. And it's no different because there's another I won't say the name to be respectful, but there's another blog talk show where there's a woman and a man. It is full of chaos. She says she is the matriarch of the show, but they call and cussing each other out, telling each other to suck each other off, all this foolishness. And in the end, I see her because she's the matriarch of the show. She's enabling all of that dysfunction.
Now,
and I think sisters need to be called to the carpet on this.
They do.
Right.
They do. And I know exactly who you're talking about, and I myself personally have addressed that with that particular sister that you're talking about.
I've addressed
it with her. You know how that turned out.
Right, right. Yeah, it didn't turn out too well with mine either. But just the fact that we addressed it to me is a good thing. But there's just a lot of us that are enabling this stuff, be it consciously or unconsciously. I talked to this other sister the other day that's into, like, the sex magic stuff, and I don't want to go off on a tangent, but I interviewed her because she was talking to this man that was telling her how he uses women and their sexual energy to build the wealth that he has. And every time I hear that stuff, and I hear about women saying that they are allergic to their man's sperm and stuff like that, and they're drained and they get with men, I just think about this whole spiritual side to this.
That is a vampire.
Yeah, but see, that's what's going on. That's it. It's not hard to understand at all because it is so spiritual for me. It is physical, but for me, I just look at it a little bit different.
It's
nothing
spiritual.
Changed. It's the same system. We're seeing the same houses fight against houses, same bloodlines against bloodlines. The only thing that's changed is the faces.
That's all. And that hasn't changed either.
All right, y'all.
Well,
y'all.
That's all I wanted to say. But I think more of us should call these sisters that say this stuff to the carpet because they are enabling this system. She gave that guy 2 hours to spout that foolishness that is not backed up in an adolescent book on matriarchy.
All right.
Anyway, love y'all. Talk to you later.
Love you too, sis. Okay, y'all. Briefly, did anybody else have anything to say before I play this 20-minute clip? Because we got 54 minutes remaining in the live stream, and I already know it's going to go over. But I want to get this clip and then some comments in the live stream before we go off of live stream. So does anybody have any other brief comments or questions?
I do. I think that we as sisters have to know who we are. Everyone is, like you said earlier, we're on a path, but everybody isn't at the same point. Those that understand the word enable.
Anyone who has the speakers on in the background, can you turn it like all the way down? Because we can hear it. It's a little bit of feedback.
Mm-hmm.
All right, go ahead.
What I'm saying is, you made me forget my thought.
I'm sorry, but I couldn't.
The thing here is, it's going to always be other people that are speaking against, because really what he's talking on and the way that she reacted is the way society really is right now. That's like a barometer or a gauge when you heard that show. And there are going to be people there. That's why people on your show and people that have a deeper understanding of what it is need to go on and basically do what you're doing. Teach what you're teaching. Build your foundations, because you're going to always have that. You see, that's your gauge to encourage you to do exactly what you're doing right now. You have to have that. You know, it can't always be, because that's a gauge to remind you there's still much more work to be done.
Indeed.
Spiritually speaking.
Indeed. Definitely. Okay. All right. I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to mute y'all back out. I'm going to have to, hold on, I got to get out the chat room. Right click. All right. I'm going to mute y'all lines back out, and I'm going to play this other segment. It's going to be about 20 minutes. So, again, I'm going to remind y'all, get a piece of paper and a pen. And if you have a comment or a question about what you're hearing, please write it down, because I don't want anybody to forget, because we're going to cover a whole lot of stuff in this 20 minutes. And please, y'all, don't nobody throw their phone.
Okay.
All right, hold on. I'll cue it right up. Hold on 1 minute.
Until they're like 35, and I'm like, why would you even wait that long? Your body is vibrant, and more than anything, I'm thinking on a very lower level, your energy, just, I don't want to be running around with babies when I'm that, you know, when I'm like 40 years old. That doesn't make any sense. And how they have even brothers are now saying this, so they are being so cautious of making sure that they're not reproducing in their youth, and it's like, y'all, we're supposed to reproduce now. This is the natural thing, you know, putting things on hold. And I'm a living testimony to that. I still am able to pursue my purpose on earth. I'm still able to do everything being a mother. So it does not stop you. To me, it motivates you. And we've gotten so far removed from that.
Exactly. Okay, really quickly, to dovetail on that, to shorten that, to put a piece on that, you hit it right on the point. A woman's most fertile cycle is between the ages of 17 and 27. Okay, between the ages of 17 and 27. Those 10 years, those years between that time, even earlier, but 17 through 27, that's the most fertile times that she's supposed to be having children. But guess what? The society structured it that that's the time they want you out there in the workplace to suspend that. See, after the age of 21 and 22, 23, 24, your eggs ain't getting any fresher. In fact, they're dying off at a faster rate, and they're getting weaker. The integrity is not there. And the more you delay, the more you end up creating conditions. Not only, and it's not that you're eating the best and drinking the best either, because usually during that time, since you're delaying having children, you're out there partying. 9 times out of 10, you're in the bar scene, you're drinking, you're doing everything that your body would not be doing during that time if you were pregnant and raising a family and having children. But as in, they said, well, I'll delay it until I've done my career, and then after I've done my career and I've screwed everybody, just to check that to see if Mr. Wright. And this all comes from this motivation from sluts in the city. Everybody is thinking that they could delay and wait for this white, shining knight armor. And he's got to be this, and he's still this. And they don't see that they're being orchestrated, that the TV and the mentality and everything that they've been told is the new way to think is a way to keep you from delaying you, actually, from having children. It's all about suspending the most fertile time of your life so that they can control the population, and thus control the population, not only from controlling the population in numbers, but controlling the population for what it is they need later on down the line, and that is total subservience to what they see and have planned for us.
And that's so, it's so, you just brought up another thought of these sisters now in this age group, and saying things like, you know, I need to figure out what type of penis I like. So they're sleeping with all of these different men, and it's even, I hold some accountability to the brothers too when I ask, why do you say that's acceptable, that she's young and she's supposed to be out there sleeping with all of these people? No, she's not. She's leaving her. Now, this energy is being left in her. She's passing energy to him. This is not a healthy thing. We should be far more selective with who we're giving ourselves to, and focused on, this is the time we should be raising a family, where they have totally reversed this for us, especially with hip-hop, especially with this new age generation coming up, and the internet and all of our means of communication with everybody. They're telling us, you know, you need to get out of high school, go to college, and during college, that's your whole stage. You know, you're supposed to go out, you're supposed to be the whole, you're supposed to figure all of this out. And even the brothers are saying, this is acceptable behavior. And, you know, it's beyond me.
It's acceptable because the brothers are the ones who are supposed to been, the sisters are supposed to set the standard. The brothers set the standards for the law, and we make sure that our sisters are supposed to be protected as fathers. And then the sisters, after learning what it is that the ethics and the morality and behavior is, they're supposed to set the standard high for the men. In other words, they're supposed to say, okay, no, certain things are not going to happen past this particular point, and we have to see whether or not you are worthy enough for this. Today, it's not about that. They have made sure that sisters say, well, okay, it's about playing the field until. But see, the sisters do not understand that the first set of sperm that enters into that vaginal canal is going to set the trend and set the stage for how she thinks, who it is that she becomes. She never, ever loses her contact with the person's sperm. That sperm has a psychological and psycho-spiritual effect. It changes the very energy flow in her body. And there are different types of sperm that deal with her psychology. And the sperm of a specific man can actually change the psychology of a woman. And, of course, they don't think that. But there are different types of sperm. There's sperm that is used just simply to buffer against the acidity of the vagina. There's sperm that's used to fight off other sperm that might be in there, competitive sperm that might be fighting to get to the egg. And then there are certain types of egg that just sperm that's just there to get to the egg, to burrow through the egg, the zona pellucida. So there are different types of sperm in just the one ejaculation. And if she is getting in 6 and 10 and 12 and 13 different types of sperm, then that energy itself has going to set a structure. And this is what I wrote in my book, that sometimes women may have an affinity for a certain man but not marry that man, and end up that the child that she has a resemblance to the man that she had already recorded in her heart and her genetics would be the one to have her children, to have children by. But the man that she has the child by doesn't have this, the child does not look like that man. It looks like the man that she was sleeping with before. And this is some of the things that a lot of people say, well, now you're crazy. You're crazy. There's nothing crazy about that. This is something that you don't know. Don't deny something that you have not investigated on and just completely dismiss it because it doesn't agree with the type of style of living that you're following now.
Okay, I have another question. Goddess Awakening's purpose is to create the sacred sisterhood and become the true balance for our brothers. How deep or how accessible do you think that the brothers should be in the discussion of sisterhood and vice versa?
Well, I feel, first of all, the brothers got to get a brotherhood together. They have failed miserably in doing what it is that they need to do to build a nation. And the people that we have entrusted with leadership, men, they're pathetic.
Mm-hmm.
And I've called the men out. And I've called the men out to assume positions, to take it away from the feminized men as well as the feminists who feel that they can start dictating to men. And then men now need to stand up and begin to start making plans to structure what the society is supposed to look like, and then demand of a woman that she has to be a specific way because he has been trained in the principles of manhood. Today we don't have that. And because of the fact that we don't have that manhood training, we don't have women, because women, I don't care what it is, there's no leadership in women. Women are natural followers. They're the ones who support. They do not lead. They do not initiate. There has never been such a thing as a matriarchy. And a lot of people still believe that there's a matriarchy in Africa. There was no matriarchy in Africa. We had a system that was balanced, and we gave deep honor and praises to the mother principle, but it was the father principle that always establishes society. That's the reason why we haven't changed yet. Because men change societies. Women don't change societies. They support what men have built and the structure that men have put together to build the society. So we don't have any building going on because there's no men stepping forward to build that society. There are no men, no warriors willing to die, willing to do the things necessary to set the structures so that women would come in and thresh out, build out a society. So we don't have the men in places yet, and we have to get men in place to assume responsibility, to want to go to the wall and to build a society so that our women will follow. And they will follow. Women will follow if they see that men mean business and that they will lead righteously and they're not out there just structuring, hoeing, disrespecting women. If they're not out there doing something to nation build, sisters, you ain't got nothing to do with them. And I don't care how delightful and how exciting the thug is, he ain't nothing but for himself. You see? So if he is not for nation building, for coordinating family structuring, if he's not doing that and he's not showing that he is willing to go to the wall for that nation, for you, and for what he does. This is the other thing that sisters forget. A man is what he does. He ain't supposed to drop everything and make his whole world you. You are second to his, what he does. If he does not do what he does, then there is no successful family. So to keep yanking at him so that he takes his attention off of what he is supposed to be doing become better for you because you need to be constantly cajoled and told that you need this and that and told how good you look and what you look. You need to get off of all of that. That's that sluts in the city mentality. You need to get off of that and let your man do it. And if he's righteous and he's a good man, then you need to get off of that. You need to surrender that part of yourself. And I told everybody about that equation. The equation is called power-love equation. A woman, for a woman to get love because that's what she wants, and don't front, a woman wants love. Of course, all of the other amenities that come with it is hollow compared to her love, be knowing that she's loved. So to get that love, she must surrender power. The man always is pursuing power. So to get that power, he must render love. So in order for him to get power, he must now give her love. For her to give him that power, she gets love back in return. And that is a natural interaction. It's a natural interspacing of energy. But we don't see it that way anymore. We see it now as competitiveness. And that's what women have become now. They think that they can do what men do. And they feel that they need to do what men do in order to be appreciated and to be noticed. And that's nonsense, because after a while, it don't work. That's just as easy as a woman coming at a man with all this power, and I'm a CEO and all this. That don't impress real men. In fact, real men just shun women like that because there's no kind of compatibility there. That's like women who say, I want a soft man. I want a man who's got feelings. If she's around him for at least a day, she's sick of him already. Okay? So I'm saying that all of what you've been sold about what's real is not real. It's not real. We have been sold a bill of goods over the last 2 to 3 generations, and it has completely destroyed the society because the family and what it takes to make family has been undermined.
Wow. So, yeah, I've heard you say in your lectures that we are the unconditional lovers. Men are very conditional, and that gives the balance. And I find it, I live under comedic spirituality, and I find it so disheartening when you hear these brothers and sisters basically just reversing what is being done here with Jesus and saying, you know, the black woman is God, and then they get on this worshiping of the black woman damn near. And it is a true balance. Yes, it should be a celebrated principle, particularly because we have been so far removed from it. But it is, we need to understand that Ma'at is balance. You know, that is what we should be trying to achieve. There is no you without me. And so often we get, even with the sisterhoods that are happening outside of Goddess Awakening, you know, when I go and I'm helping people, and I'm like, you guys need to remember, we still need our brothers. This is still very much, we have to be hand in hand to liberate us to the fullest. We have to make sure they're being liberated as well.
You hit it right on the head, beloved. You hit it so far on the head. Here's the other part of it. There is a metaphysical principle behind all dynamics of energy that represents itself as the human form. And we forget about the metaphysical principles behind our actions. We must know that as humans, as males and females, there are dynamics controlling us. There are things that motivate us as male and female. You may have metaphysically, I'll tell you this. When we become feminized, or when a society becomes feminized, what most people don't know is that that's the time it's beginning to come to its end. Okay? Mm-hmm. The way that they represented the feminization, or the time when the mother becomes the father in the end, is the age of Kali. Now, what do we see of the age of Kali? Why would they name an age where things are going berserk after the feminine principle? Why? Because now she is God. Would they say that she is God? See, here's the psychology of that. All men and women who today now are on the rise, because remember the feminine principle, we're going into the age of Aquarius, and people don't know that the age of Aquarius is the age of the homosexual, that transitional. People don't know that. And what we are looking at is the feminization of the masculine and the masculinization of the feminine, and we forget that in the rise of the feminine principle, we are not watching the rise of woman power to bring it to any state where we are going to bring balance. Whenever you see the rise of the woman power, it is always the end of that civilization, because that's when the earth now loses its connection to the sun. In other words, when the masculine principle, which is the sun.
Okay. All right. Let me open up these lines. Let's see here. Make sure everyone, the lines that I'm opening, Sister Earth, your line is open. Pastor Flowers, Goddess B, Queenie Fama, your lines are open.
Great. Because that's
whoa.
A bunch of shit.
Whoa.
You know?
Point blank.
And basically, as I say, it's a tactician. Women need to read this book called The Art of War. We need to understand this. You see, first of all, the reason that you had your goddess gatherings, and I keep saying, when it comes to the written word, we created that to teach him. That's why it was done. Prior to that, we had no writing or nothing. We were telepathic. We knew. And the thing here, what he's doing is everybody tells has truths. And this man, what it's called is rhetoric. And what it is basically, he's a high sorcerer. We're talking magic. And the way that was done, he's actually telling you one thing. The host is a young woman. She's not agreeing with everything, but she doesn't know anything else.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's at the mercies, but you can hear in her voice, in her spirit, she's not going for this, but she has a lot of respect for this man because she doesn't know anything else.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing here, the reason she doesn't know anything else is because we need to do and have more women who are really, who want to know. I mean, you're not going to know until you want to know. If you want, if everything is, I mean, what he's talking is the way things are. That's just the way things are now. He's, you know, I mean, she doesn't know any better. She hasn't done any study because, I mean, she would have cussed him out on every step if he were talking to me. Because that's bullshit.
Truth be told,
you know,
I could never.
The thing here is that she doesn't know, and he can say and have that flow of conversation in the manner that he did because she doesn't know anything else.
And she doesn't understand, just like what you said, Pastor Flowers, that it's very important for all of us to read The Art of War. I read this book a few years ago, and it was really just about women in the workplace and how women have to understand that we're different than they are. Just like you said, everything is a game to them. And once you understand that from the day they're born, they're taught to play games while we're taught to be domesticated, you will understand so much of their personality. I have a little boy.
Yes.
And if
he's
wilding out or tripping, all I have to do is play a game with him, and he'll calm down and do what the hell I want him to do. And so she doesn't understand the psychology of men. Everything is a game. There's always a winner. Always a loser. And she doesn't understand that she's losing. I mean, to me, I don't know how any of the other sisters feel about this, and please forgive me for putting this in hood terms, but she doesn't realize that he just ran game on her, and she co-signed the whole damn thing.
Correct.
Oh, yeah, she co-signed the whole thing. He just ran a game on her and made her think, even though she might not consciously on the surface know it, but he just ran a whole game on her. And if she really sat back and reflected, he disrespected her, he disrespected her mama and her grandmother and her daughters or whoever else, and she didn't even understand that. And I'm very angry about that. I'm very angry. She just doesn't understand.
Her spirit, though, if you see, this is what's the matter with us. We got to get out. I don't disagree with intellect, because that's us. I mean, we made science. But the real science is the spirit, and we, and in her spirit, I can hear Mother trying to say to her, speak up, or that's not right, because she was in her hesitations. That was the mother. If you listen and understand how to read people, all of that was the mother speaking, but she doesn't quite know. She has been trained from early on to not listen to that voice. That's what this society does to women. It teaches them not to listen to their intuitive voice. Now, he says that women are intuitive. He gives you that. But at the same time, in the game that he's running on her, he's actually teaching her not to listen to that spirit. And you can hear in the conversation how she's like, not sure. I'm not sure, but she doesn't know anything else. It says the people die for a lack of knowledge. This young woman is dying, but at the same time, the very fact that she's out there, there's a possibility. See, the mother doesn't want anything that doesn't want her. So we don't have to do, all we have to do is put the knowledge out there. You know, you put the word out there, you do the living action of the goddess. You are the god. You be that. And as you do that demonstration, as you begin to take back all of your power, I mean, we talking Hurricane Tsunami Force. Women have that kind of power and much, much more. But she doesn't know anymore because she came up in this system. He can run game, but Mother is still with this young woman.
Right. And we have to understand that each of us are on our own path, and we're not going to arrive at the same point in that path at the same time. And it's not upon us to force our point of view or what we know because of our studies on someone else to change their path of evolution. She will come to this knowledge if it's meant for her to come to it, when, at the time it's meant for her to come to it. You know,
correct.
So all we can do is put the information out there in hopes that the sisters that need it will get it at the right time. That's
correct.
All we can do. And so, again, I'm going to repeat, this is not a show to indict any sisters that do not agree with our point of views, nor is it a show to condone conversations or enabling of men and what they're doing.
That's correct.
Period.
We don't have time. We don't have time for that shit. We have to do what we know to do. You know, it's always, like I said, it's going to be that. But when you say that you got, what you must totally understand is Mama got all this under hand. Y'all do not understand. She's always in control of the plan.
And everyone has free will. That's the thing that we forget. It's free will.
Right.
And she's not, and the Great Mother is not going to intervene because she gave each and every spirit free will. You
correct.
Do what you will.
Right.
You know, what's
you
for you
go,
is going to be for you.
You go on this pathway that you're on, and all of us are on different pathways. And you experience, you always going to experience Mother. Everybody experiences Mother. I mean, he's up here trying to say he got, but he ain't got nothing to make no damn female in him. He walking on one fucking leg, and he's the god of the world. And his genetics is dying out. So that was what you got to understand. That was the tactic that was implied and given to women to make us go to sleep. It's a curse that they began to put a spell over us. When you fall in love, she's halfway in love with this man, and she is. She has a deep respect for this man. So she's looking up, but that's how men do. He's talking about the best time and age, and that's correct about, you know, having fertilization. But what he doesn't understand, and what we must understand, there is a hierarchy, too. I mean, just like the chakras go up.
I want to repeat something because, and this is not to call the brother out that's in the chat room, but I'm just going to state this. Please go back and listen to the entire show. You came in toward the middle of the show after we had played one clip, before we played the second clip. If you listen to the entire show, you will hear the statement I made before we start playing the clip, first. Secondly, it is not up to us. We can only teach someone who is willing to listen and willing to learn. If that person is not ready for the information, you cannot force anything upon them. Period. End of story. There's no conversation around that. I would like to hear some other comments. Goddess Networks, your line is open. Goddess B, Queenie Fama, Sister Earth, all of your lines are open.
Well, I noticed that when he talked about how he has to demand with the woman, demand something, the chat room went kind of berserk with the word demand. We all get a little emotional behind that word because it says if we're children, it's as if we're pets, you know, being mm-hmm. told what to do, like we have any mm-hmm. any sense.
Husbandry.
Yeah. He also just really sounds like, yeah, he reads the Bible an awful lot. I don't know if you ladies have saw the video called You Are a Slut. I think mm-hmm. Mammy Cerude put that up. And in that video, some brothers on the corner of New York, and they are just really laying this sister out, and they're saying how dirty black women are. And it's really kind of it kind of shook me, but it was a wake-up call because it's the reality of what's out here, just like with
Phil.
Correct.
So that's like, I got to set my game up because they're coming for us strong. I mean, it was like a video from the Bible. Yeah, you know, they're hard.
That was the Inquisition. These are the ancestral spirits of the Inquisitions. That's why women shouldn't be laying down with every damn thing. They were supposed to discern the shit. But we're so asleep, we can't see through it anymore. We have a vast majority of women just like this young woman, and worse.
You know what, too, Mother? When I was listening to the show, and this is Goddess Network, when I was listening to the show, just seeing how the same thing you said, just picking up some of the things she did not agree with, but mm-hmm. the very fact that she shrunk back mm-hmm. tells me a lot because a lot of women are continuing to shrink back.
Correct.
And I think there is this fear, one way I understand it, but I'm a hothead, so in another way I don't understand it.
But it is, and Phil Valentine talks about the Bible, and I do too. I'm just trying to tell you what it really said versus what he's telling you what it said. She would shrink back. She's been trained to shrink back her whole life.
Right. That's what I think it is. I think it's just a lot of fear. Some of it is just ignorance, just lack of knowledge. But a lot of these women are scared.
The Bible tells them, and what he won't say, is that if you have this fear, you won't be in the kingdom of God.
Yep.
So if she ain't supposed to be in no damn kingdom, she'll be in a queendom. That's the one thing that business. Women have to start teaching their children to be fire.
Okay, let me pause for a minute. Since you just spoke about the kingdom of God, and mm-hmm. that's equated to dwelling in the place of the Most High,
mm-hmm.
that's in the mother's womb,
mm-hmm.
period.
Correct.
We'll talk about the kingdom of God.
Because you didn't even get to be a damn king until she gave you your crown. And she had to birth you out to get that.
And only every baby has an umbilical cord. And that umbilical cord is directly connected to its mother. Show me a man that can produce an umbilical cord that's connected to the baby he birthed.
Yeah, but see, this is where patriarchy really gets its power.
Correct.
Because it wants to relegate women to just having babies.
Correct.
And that's what he said.
That's his whole premise.
Right. And in the conversation, she, you know, being taught that way, agreed, this is our most fertile time and all that other foolishness. So I think, I mean, it is fear and it is conditioning because, I mean, there's a lot of us strong sisters on the phone. They don't step to us like that.
I relate to the lady because I've been there.
Right, and that's the difference. I think that's why I said these sisters got to be called to the carpet because a lot of us grew up in this stuff, and sometimes it just takes a little reaching out, and then if the sister, you know, she don't want to say nothing, you know, she don't want to go, that's fine. But at the same time, I always go back to she enabled. See, I always go back to the enabling, regardless if she's doing consciously or unconsciously. The point is, he was conscious on the phone. She wasn't. And because of that conversation,
he was doing high magic on her.
That's exactly what he's doing. So I say call the sister to the carpet. I mean, you don't have to, you know, just like y'all said in Christianity, you don't have to try to get them and convert them. But you can say, sis, I don't agree with that. I think you downplayed your power. I recommend you read XYZ or whatever it is. Because I just can't sign off, and this is just me, though. I can't sign off on that because, like that sister said, he ran game on her.
Oh, he did.
And see, that's what pisses me off.
Oh, yeah. And she just, she's uneducated. She has not grown. She's a baby. And she's talking to him, but the spirit of the mother is there. See, that's what we need to start looking when you need to look at these people. You need to listen and be quiet, and just read the spirit. You know, you have to see where she is, because the one thing what we must understand, there is a hierarchy. Things are the way they are because. You don't want to give this power. I said this power is phenomenal. This power cannot be given to a baby.
Okay, we have two hands up on the switchboard, and we have about 18 minutes remaining. I want to give the call-in number out. The call-in number is 646-716-7675. If you have a question and or comment, please make sure that you call in and you press 1. The first caller with a question is caller from area code 520. Could you let us know who you are and where you're calling from?
Greetings, everyone, panel. I'm having a funky good time listening to this conversation. This is the Imperial Queen calling from Arizona.
I'm sorry, who is this?
Imperial Queen.
Peace, Queen. Peace. How are you?
I'm doing awesome. I'm just like a goosebumps listening to this conversation. One thing I like to say is that I had a headache just listening from them 20 minutes because none of it made any sense to me. Just the things that I have learned since growing and accepting the divine mother, the feminine energy that is on the planet, regardless to what any brother, particularly Dr. Phil or anyone, it is over. There's nothing that can be done about that. It's here. It has already happened, and we're just going to keep it pushing. He talked about delay of children, and I'm thinking to myself then, how do you explain some of stuff like we had a delay when we were once parthenogenic because we had to learn the studies of our spiritual sexual energy.
Yes.
That's something that a lot of sisters don't know.
Yes.
Parthenogenesis. And we'll do a show on womb genetics and parthenogenesis. But go ahead.
I didn't say take your dick back tonight, you know.
But you just did. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, because if you know, if to it, you know, we've all experienced it, and not just in giving birth vaginally. We give birth through our thoughts and everything. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, how can you tear all of that down and say nothing can be without women when there are hundreds and hundreds of books and statues carved out of mountains, natural stuff. I live right here in Phoenix, and there's a whole mountain that's shape of a woman. It is the biggest mountain that is out here, naturally carved that way.
Yes.
I mean, you can't beat that.
The earth and the trees got natural vaginas and everything.
Yes, I mean,
right here on my driveway that has a yoni.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
the sister saw it when they came for the retreat.
Yes, I mean, I'm like, okay, I'm a little confused. And then, like you guys were saying, you came from a woman. And we all know, I mean, it's been said even within the intellectual community, women are the first teachers. We are the first teachers. How can you deny that? So I don't know. Another thing I find out about people like that as I grew along trying to find my path, much like many of you guys, is that when I would contact these people, it was like, oh, we family. But, you know, just a call and chit-chat, hello, brother, how you doing? I'm on my way. I'm doing this. I'm doing that.
They can't do that.
Paying their money.
Right.
Unless you're paying them money.
And we have.
You know, so I'm like, okay. I was a student of the little class or whatever they was held in, and I was like, well, you know, sometimes I'm struggling trying to figure out what I was supposed to do. And it was like, well, you know, we got another class that talks about that. And I'm like, why am I paying for knowledge that you say is supposed to be mine anyway?
Mm-hmm.
And nobody could answer that for me.
That's it. This is supposed to be
my natural way of living. This is supposed to be my inheritance, but yet I'm having to pay you also for it.
Okay, I'm going to step out here and say something else that's a little off topic, but I'm going to say it because I really want sisters to start really digging into this information.
Mm-hmm.
There's a show I did a while back, I think May, almost a year ago. The name of the show is The Cosmic Study, The Black Woman is God. There was a brother who did this book, and in the book he spoke about the fact that a lot of the pharaohs and a lot of the ancient deities they claimed were men were actually women. The biggest
part of
the discussion was about Queen Akhenaten, not king, Queen Akhenaten.
That's right.
Okay?
And Shah Bless did a show on that, too.
Uh-huh, she did. And there's a lot of information that people need to go into, but the reason I'm bringing this up is because she just mentioned paying for information that should be free. When you start doing research on Akhenaten, you will find out, first of all, a lot of information is missing about Akhenaten. Then you have to ask, well, why? Then when you start doing further research, you find out that Akhenaten told the priest of Amun that they should not be charging the people for information that they should be teaching them for free because it was their job to teach the people this information.
And that's
exactly
in the Bible.
They were charging.
Exactly.
That's in the Bible. That story is in the Bible.
Hold on a minute, though. That's when she went to the people and said, all of these deities are just different manifestations of the one, the Great Mother. And they said that she was practicing monotheism. She was
correct.
She wasn't. She was just saying that all of these different deities are attributes of nature of the one great cosmic mother.
Correct.
Made her a man. Because what would happen if women knew that this woman challenged the priesthood because of what they were doing and what they continue to do today?
Correct.
And this is not
eliminating
them in doing that.
What we really need to understand is how they do the magic on the words monotheism and polytheism, which really are the same things. And you don't understand that because it was one, and then it was many because the one had many. That's why you say the goddess of 10,000 names. Because it talked Kalima. Lakshmi, these are all one with different attributes.
I don't want to cut you off, but we have 11 minutes remaining in the live stream. So, again, anyone who has a question, call in. The number is 646-716-7675. We have another caller who has been holding. Sister, did you have another question or comment?
No. You know what? I could go on with comments, and we'll save all them for another day. Thank you very much. Keep it going.
All right. Okay, we're going to look at area code 803. Could you let us know who you are and where you're calling from?
Yes, how you doing?
Peace and blessings. How are you?
Hey, I'm great. I'm great. I guess all I can say is, well, my name is Tarudi Roth, and I'm out of South Carolina. And my problem is, I accept everything that you're saying, but yet and still, when I deal with women, they take me as I'm a punk or I'm too soft, because I do agree with the fact that if it wasn't for you, there wouldn't be a me. So to me, it's kind of confusing to figure out how to deal with the females of these days. Because I just want to say this. I've done a study over the past 10 years. I'm 32. And when I've treated females like they weren't worth anything, they won't leave me alone. But the ones I treat as if, okay, I'm coming to you. What should we do? You manifest it. Like you said earlier, not just manifesting babies. You manifest everything. What should we do? Oh, your job is, okay, so I know you don't know what's going on. The point is, you get me? I'm really just asking.
You have to deal with a woman that knows who and what she is. If you're dealing with a woman that does not know who and what she is, you're going to always run into that scenario.
That's correct.
And that's why more women need to come out to teach information like this to other women. That's the whole focus of this show. The focus of the show is not to bash anybody or talk about anybody. It is solely focused on the fact of what happens when we allow men that are not thinking appropriately when it comes to women to teach other women about themselves.
Exactly.
And it produces women that don't know who they are.
And you're exactly right. And you're exactly right. But I know who I am. If that resonates in everybody's soul that is on the phone, I know who I am. But
we know
like
who you are, too. We know who you are, too.
Thank you. And I'm glad that somebody actually admits that.
Because we created
somebody,
you.
See, that's where I'm getting at. And that's what I accept, and that's what I... You know, I'm a quote-unquote mama's boy.
and that's a good thing to be.
Damn right. I'll kill my father. Okay, I said that, but you know why I said that. The point is, I'm a mama's boy, and I accept that, and I've dealt with that all my life. My point is, why when I try to bring the information to a female, she resents me because in her mind, you know, and I'm not talking about one person in particular. Like I said, I've been doing a study. I'm writing a book. I've been doing the same for the past year. Maybe I'm not.
No, I'm not talking about
No, 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 no.
She may not be ready.
No, but
right.
You notice what I said. You notice what I said.
But you're not either.
Yeah.
You're not
exactly.
either because you're attracting.
The reason why
you're attracting
a certain type of female.
You're attracting what you are. That's what
exactly.
he's attracting. You're attracting
now,
exactly what you are. So
now,
if you want to attract something different, you got to be different.
Exactly. That's one thing. The other thing, too, is that there are forums out there where the brothers are on the same thought pattern that we are discussing here, where the brothers can help other brothers become more aware of this type of information and look for sisters and sisters that are on the same path. One of those shows, I don't know if you heard of them, is the Roof Garden and Brother Majadi Baruti with
yes.
Rujah Temple Ministries. That is a brother, and that's the thing. The brothers that are aware of this knowledge need to be the ones to teach the other brothers. The sisters need to be the ones to teach the sisters.
And I feel that.
Because until women heal in their own sacred sisterhood or coven or what have you, and then the brothers do what they do in terms of with knowing who the Great Mother is, until that happens, we're not going to be able to come together collectively and start raising families with the appropriate consciousness and the awareness of whom and what we are.
The first initiation was to the man. He had to be initiated. Avatar is a good movie for that.
Yorugu is a good book about that. Yorugu talks
yes.
about his twin soul and the fact that the male counterpart came down without his female counterpart. And
yes.
that's not talking about two different people. It's talking about a female spirit and a male spirit that was supposed to be in one body. Mm-hmm. The male portion didn't wait for his female part.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. And right. when that happened, you're talking about Yorugu and Ama, you know, the, mm-hmm. the twin soul in that mm-hmm. book. So people, if they want a good reference book that talks about the fact that in one entity there's a masculine and female energy there, that was the true mm-hmm. balance that they were talking about with the deity Ma'ai. It wasn't mm-hmm. talking about the women being the balance to the men. It was talking
right.
about you learning, each of us learning how to get the balance between the masculine and feminine energies within each of us. Because if each yeah. of us do that, then we have balanced societies. We don't have women, you know, doing bad things to each other or men, and we don't have men doing bad things to women because we all have balance. That's what we have lost, because we keep looking for somebody else to complete us or balance us, and it is us that needs the balance within ourselves.
And you know what? I'm glad you said that, because what bothers me is just what you said. Men attack women, and women attack women. So the war is on the primordial mother. And I'm tired of that. I'm to the point where now it's like I don't deal with people in general just because of that. If y'all catch my meaning.
Okay.
I'm tired of that. The war is on the feminine energy.
Okay,
but nobody wants to see it. I'm sorry.
That's okay. I just want to, again, I thank you for calling in with your comments and everything. We have about 4 minutes remaining in the live stream.
Okay.
So
okay.
I want the sisters to finish off the discussion in reference to what we heard from Brother Phil Valentine in the last clip, because he spoke about a lot that we didn't even touch.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
We got 3 minutes
absolutely.
Remaining. If you want to hear the rest of the show, please call in. The number is 646-716-7675. And
I got a comment.
Okay. Go ahead.
Now, because I don't think everybody heard the entire show.
Exactly.
I did. And I have notes from the other part of the show.
Oh, I love you.
That I wanted to kind of like share. And in his delivery, this is in the first hour, because I'm telling you, I couldn't go no further in 3 hours at work listening to this stuff.
Today.
I couldn't even get into the second hour of the show.
I still haven't listened to the whole second hour.
I mean, you know, he said
well,
so much in
the
first
except
part.
The last 20 minutes. Right.
Right. He said so much in the first part. And, you know, some of the things he said was that the feminine principle is under attack. He said that there's a masculization of the feminine principle.
Mm.
And then about 7 minutes later, he said that attacked by a principle of government and society, but not what well, my comment was, we're attacked by a principle of government and society, but not by the men of the government and the men of the society.
Well,
and then... Then in this last clip, in the last one that you just played, he said, oh, God, he said, women want love. We just want
yeah,
to
power
be
and love.
Loved.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we want to be loved. That's our main, that's what we really, really want is we want to be loved. But, you know, he is in such error because we are love. We teach them how
yes.
to love. You know what I'm saying? And another thing he said, in his dialogue, and if you listen, you can see how Eurocentric he is, because he's following a thought pattern of Europeans, basically, in this society, because he refers to this society, and he says that what we're doing is setting up a hive state, you know, like bees in a hive, that we're setting up a hive state, and then he begins to talk about the state and the people, and direct authority, and indirect authority. And then he said that the state is neutered, is being neutered, but we must note you can only neuter men.
Mm-hmm.
And then, and if you really listen to his dialogue when he's doing this comparison with the hive state, and when he mentions the state and the people and direct authority and indirect authority, he's actually calling, and you have to listen to this part of the show. For me, this is what I got out of it. He's calling the state women. He's calling the people
yep.
men. He's
yep.
calling direct authority men. which he says is a masculine principle, but he says we're being ruled by the indirect authority, which
right.
is women, according to him.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So, you know, as I listen to this man talk, you know, I just realized how Eurocentric he is. And when you listen to his dialogue, you can hear him talking about we, as in we of this society. You know, he's part of this society. He's identifying with white men as well. So, you know, we have to, you know, I mean, what I do is I listen to that. And, you know, the fact that he says that we have to, they have to make demands of women.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
And he says that we're feminized,
and
I'm like, what's
her.
Being feminized, right? If there was no matriarchal society, then what feminized society is he being referenced to? I mean, either we're in a feminized society that's matriarchal, or we're not. I mean, even he's confused. In what he's saying.
He's not,
you know,
confused.
I mean,
he know exactly what he's doing, though.
Lord have mercy.
He know exactly what he's doing. And, you know, it's just very good. But, see, you're catching these, but all of us got to start doing that. We got to listen to this stuff and see the discrepancies. That's discernment. But we also got to raise our children. We have to make sure that when we even bring a seed in this world, we've got to learn a whole lot. We're so far away. So he's able to come in here, and he's just doing all kinds of things in front of her. Hocus pocus is what it's called. Kabah. He's doing it. And she doesn't see that. And many women that listen to this rhetoric, they're not going to see through this, as you have. But... But what's good is sit down and take notes. And listen to every word and see, is this word building you or tearing you down?
Mm-hmm.
I want to touch on something that no one touched on that he talked about in the second segment. Leadership and matriarchy, how women don't lead anything, we're natural followers.
Oh.
There was never a matriarchy in Africa.
Correct.
Now, when I heard that, first of all, I know better than that. But
all our, he's going
before,
against
well,
all our elders.
Thank you. That was the first thing I said. He's going against Dr. Ben, Dr. Avin Van Sertima,
everything.
Ashaka Musa Barashango. So please,
who are all male,
evidence,
mind you.
That you right.
Yeah.
We have a hold on. We have a caller with their hand up. It's a private number or a Skype caller. Could you let us know who you are, where you're calling from?
Yes. Greetings. Goddess hoodness. Wow.
How are you?
I am wonderful. Glad that you all are there. Grateful that you all are there. I was just listening to a program, Occult Science, and I was trying to give you all a link that I can't put my finger on right at the moment. But it is it's showing a sister, and it looks to be Ghana, that is dressed in this Hedharu headdress and gold headdress. She's carrying an ankh, gold ankh. I mean, she is. This is Africa.
Yes.
And I wish maybe while I'm listening I'll be able to pull it up. But I just, that the timing, of course, the synchronicity of the vibration of our strength and power and our majesty and royalty coming back into manifest wrong word into existence is you know, it's happening, and it's wonderful, comforting to know that you all are out there, that we're out there speaking our truth and
yes.
not allowing brothers who have put themselves in position of power to denigrate us, because they feed off of that energy. That's what they're accustomed
yes.
to feeding off of and living off of. And they, too, can be healed, but not until we put the healing power upon them, cast the spell of truth wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. And that's about it. I'm really sleepy, but, you know, and I'm going to keep listening, but I just wanted to share that. And when I do come across the link, if it be now or at another time, I will try to bring it forward to your site, sister, to on BTR, you know, put the link in there, because it's just it was interesting to see. I mean, this sister, the only thing, my only concern about it is that she had looked like she had a wig on, long flowing hair. That disturbed me a bit, but, you know, perfection, you know, we are all striving for it. But other than that, it was just like, wow, she is being acknowledged as the queen of, I think she's called the Queen of Sheba. And I didn't get all the information. I kind of just skimmed it, but the visuals on it are fabulous. And thanks for listening.
Thank you for sharing with us. All right. Yes. Queen Ifama.
Yes.
The demand for the brothers to demand of the women what they want.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
God is. I mean, can y'all touch on that? Because I know we have some comments on that.
Well, that's,
I mean,
that James Brown, this is the man's world shit, okay?
That's it. Yeah.
It ain't nothing without a woman or whatever.
A girl, a damn pedophile, right.
Yeah, and he said that when he was saying 17 to whatever age, but then
right.
He said, or even younger.
Oh, even younger, right.
Or
right.
Even younger, because exactly. from what I know, it was that Jehovah God, that Yahweh, the way they brought forth that force, that Zeus like hammer like, that violence.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
because there was a peace on this earth, and he's playing on men, talking about effeminization. That's another play on words, because shit, they ain't nothing but women. Shit, you neutered women in the first place. But they the only ones going around talking about, I'm a man. Well, shit,
right.
you the one that got the problem, because you keep saying it. You don't go hear me saying I'm a woman all the time.
Right. I was tripping off of the fact that he kept saying, and all men want is power. I was
right.
like, wow,
yeah.
You're honest.
Right, right.
Because
right.
that's what it is, because they don't
right.
got it.
Right.
Yeah, because he tried to talk us into giving up our power to get love when
well,
we are love.
Because,
if,
and that's
if,
exactly
if
what, that's the high sorcery, because we are the real genie in the lamp. Nothing is created on this earth without us. So if
and
they
if
trick
us, right way,
they have to
nothing.
Trick us in order to get us to create something for them. That's what the Goddess Network was talking about earlier.
Mm-hmm.
They have to get us to go along. They have to, because we're the only things that created. If he was God, they would need us, because I sure
right.
the fuck don't need them.
It's another part on here that I didn't get to splice out and play for y'all, and I apologize if I get the words not quite like he said them. And Queenie Farmer helped me out with it, because I know you listened to it. But he was speaking about how people thinking that the – oh, I got to back up. It really hurt me, and it was like a knife through my heart. It was as if this sister came and just took a machete and just jammed it through the middle of my chest when she
yeah.
said women and men worshiping the black woman as if she's God damn near.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
And that showed that she didn't know who she was.
I couldn't even catch my breath. It was almost like somebody knocked the wind out of me. I'm like, and what?
Say that again. What did she say?
She said, it's disheartening to hear brothers and sisters worshiping the black woman as if she's God damn near.
And she said that like she was spitting something nasty out of her mouth
yes,
with
yes.
she said it. It was
See,
terrible.
That's why they got to be called to the carpet. See, I'm just not nice about it. That's just me. I'm just not nice about it. I see that as a utter attack on my foremothers. They have already been attacked enough. I see
right.
that as an attack on me, and I see that as an attack on the generation of women that are coming.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's one thing for you not to know something. But, you know, that's why some of this stuff, and this is just me, I go back and forth within myself about how much these sisters know, claim they know, or believe that they know. Sometimes I don't think these women are as innocent as we, you know, want to portray them or want to believe they are. Some of these women are practicing a different kind of sorcery. They know exactly what they're doing. They sold our asses out then. They're selling our asses out now and setting up to sell out the coming generation. So I'm real iffy on that because I don't know. Especially when you just said that she said that.
And then he went further, like maybe 5 or 10 minutes after that, the clip cut off, so I was hoping I had put it on there, but I didn't. I forgot that part. But he goes further and says, and Queenie Farmer, help me with this, because you're the only other person on the phone
I'll
that has
try.
Listened to the
I'll
show.
I'll try, because it's hard to regurgitate that shit.
Well, you and I talked about this as I was leaving work today, so you'll remember it when I start. He later said, well, the mother carries this baby and nurtures this baby, and she is God.
When she gives
birth to this baby, she holds that baby and suckles that baby, and that baby smells her and feels her, and that baby, she is God to that baby until he or she stops nursing. And that's when the male steps in, and the male enforces the laws and teaches the child. And I'm like, where was this?
No, he said that the mother, the baby, and other, just to paraphrase him, he said to the baby, God is its mother. But once the baby gets to a certain age, it looks around and it sees that the father is the one who's, you know, laying down the law, in other words. That's what
unseen,
he said to break it down.
He said the father was the unseen force.
Force, right.
And
he's the one beating everybody up.
He said the father is the unseen force, and when you look at our set and you see her suckling Haru, that is the physical manifestation of the father who was unseen or not present when the child was born or whatever.
Don't take my word for it. That's really jealousy.
Really,
yep, that's exactly what it is.
That's jealousy.
That's exactly what it is, Pam.
See, it says Lucifer was jealous because he could not create life. He couldn't have children. That's what it says.
Right.
And he couldn't, and that's him. And that's the jealousy that the male, that spirit in that male, who hates that woman because she can create life. It's almost as though he's trying to say, see, men know they can't create life. They can't do shit down here without us. God don't need a man. God don't need nothing.
They don't want us to know about parthenogenesis and what
they
happened
don't.
And how
they
it
don't.
Can be that we lost the ability to do that.
And it's really crazy because all of the Egyptian, all of the African, Kemet, and Nubian, and before, states that, you know, women were the creators of all things. So he's up here trying to rewrite history, and I don't use the European thing, but the European learned all this shit from us. So I don't attribute it to Europeans. I attribute it to who it came from, them black sons that we made. And, yes, the women did rise up. There were women that went along and believed in this and went along with this.
This is
because it's addictions.
Mm-hmm.
If you have an addiction, you ain't going to try to get rid of it.
There were
men that
participated in selling the sisterhood out, period. Go ahead, Queenie Farmer.
I just want to share this with everybody. If you haven't read this yet, there's a piece that was done by Pearl Cleage, I think that's her name, and it's called Before the Men Came.
Mm.
It's a powerful piece that I've done on my show. I've read it on my show. And it's just a powerful piece. It's called Before the Men Came. You got to read that. You got to read that piece. It is really, really tight. And if I had... had it with me, I could probably share it with you, but I'm down in the lab right now. But
I mean,
it's a poem, right? It's a piece, right? Yeah, you can Google it because I got it off the internet.
What's the last name again?
Pearl Clage, C-L-E-A-G-E. Pearl Clage or Clage or however you pronounce that.
Thank you.
But but the title of it is Before the Men Came. And if somebody can Google it and pull it up right now and share it, I mean, it's just a powerful piece for black women. I mean, powerful piece.
I would like to hear that.
Well, Ancient Future, what's his name? I can't even remember his
William
name.
William Chandler. Hold
on. Yeah, William Chandler.
Oh, okay.
On Ancient Future talks about the ancient future is the matriarchy, is the women,
mm-hmm.
where there was complete peace, and the men knew who they were.
Sister Earth. Okay. Well, I was sent a whole lot of articles that I'm pretty sure I forwarded to quite a few of the sisters on the line, but it was an article that was sent to me by Mommy Sarood, and I think I think Sister Earth and Mommy Saru both forwarded me articles in reference to a study that was being done by global women, and they were studying matriarchy, and they were going to go to the UN, and I guess, anyway, point is, the study was showing how in matriarchal times and in societies, I mean, current societies right now that are matriarchal, and some of them, yes, Phil Valentine is in Africa. Anyway, that these societies, how they have lived in peace without war versus the societies that are run by men that always have war, always have lack,
right.
always are oppressing women.
Always forcing you to do something.
And it's not, the thing is, it would be lovely to live in peace and live in harmony and, you know, do what you do. You know, with your mate or what have you, with the man in your life, and for the sisters who have, you know, men in their life that understand the sacred feminine principle, nobody's telling you to forego all of that. That ain't even what we're saying. What we are saying is women need to know who and what they are and stand firm on that. Don't move because it's a certain man you're interested in. Don't move because it's unpopular. Don't move because you use an excuse that you don't know. Well, there are sisters out there and people out there putting this information out, so you no longer have an excuse. If you are listening to this show right now, you have no excuse for not having resources to go and learn. If you are listening to this show, you are choosing not to know, and that's fine, but don't act like you don't have access. There are too many resources out here.
Good point.
It's no longer an excuse. And I'm talking about accountability and responsibility. You no longer have an excuse. Period. Now, I want to touch on the activity part. In the first segment, he was talking about women wanting to be very masculine and being warlike and being gymnast and trying to be masculine. Well, when you study history and you don't have to go far, you look at Queen Nzinga, you look at Yaa Santua, you look at all these people in
the
our Naya history.
Bingi.
Exactly,
Bingi.
And Amazon.
And the women. Yeah.
We have a history of having warrior queens, queens that had to go to war because the men act like they ain't want to.
And all
That's
you have
right.
to do is look at
and not even because
human
they act
nature.
Like
to. I think you or Pastor Flowers had touched on it earlier. I mean, all you have to do is look around. If we love or care for somebody, we're going to go to war for you, especially once
exactly.
you have seeds. If you look at animals, the women, I mean, look, certain people like to think of themselves as lions, but if you look around, the lions don't do nothing. It's the queens that hunt,
that's right.
take care of the children, and fight. The lions
that's
don't do
what
nothing
they
but
do.
Sit there and look pretty. That's all they
let's
do.
Pause
you
that,
know,
right. Hold on. Let's pause right there right quick.
Yes.
The lion's role, the male lion's role, is when she's ready to procreate, he fights, she picks the strongest one, and she procreates him.
And that's who she is.
She mates with him. That is
yes.
his role.
And only for a couple minutes
on
top of that.
What'd she say?
Only for a couple minutes on top of that.
Amen. Because they don't know how to do it.
one thing I wanted to slide in there, you had cut over, but another thing in simpler terms, you were telling the queens they need to do their research and just look up things. But this is, to me, it's the most simple of things. Do not let anybody attack you for being who you are. You are a
woman.
Correct. So if somebody comes at you saying women, period, they're talking about you. They're talking about your mother.
Yes.
They're talking about your daughter, your aunt, your best friend. Do not, this is a simple term. And Sister Seek, you can vouch for this. We have been on radio shows where we kind of, you know, pointed fingers at the brothers, and they had a damn hissy fit on the phone. So why is it that we queens allow anybody to sit there and disrespect us? Do not let anybody disrespect who you are. At the end of the day, you are a woman. And if somebody says, well, women this, women that, they are talking about
you.
Mm-hmm.
They play with the word feminism. And like, well, I am a female. Why wouldn't I be feminist?
Mm-hmm.
See, they play on your head. And anything, as she said, anything that attacks you, that is not for your good, hey, then you go to war with that. That's the Kalima. You go to war because that's you. He's up here telling you how you supposed to be to fit with him,
and
like you weren't made right.
And going back to his leader statement or whatever, what the hell is he talking about? Women are not leaders. Women lead their household. What about Harriet? Are we forgetting about Harriet Tubman, who led a whole bunch of our ancestors?
Where are they all the time?
Was she a leader? What would you call her? Was she following somebody? Let me know. Goodness gracious. It's just ridiculous. The last thing I'm going to end with is do not let anybody disrespect you for being a woman. You're supposed to be happy in your own skin. Be proud of the power that you possess. Do not let no man take that from you. Do not let that happen.
Okay, y'all, I found that poem. If y'all want to hear that piece,
okay,
you know, if we want to close, we could close out with it if you like. But I'm telling you, it's a very, very powerful, powerful, powerful piece.
We're definitely gonna hear that piece. But I want to touch on something. Do y'all remember during that last segment where she asked him, "What do you think about the brothers participating or being involved in the sisterhood?" If you remember her asking him that, do you remember his response?
I remember his angry response. He was like, "Well, I think the brothers need to get their own brotherhood."
Right.
But he never answered her question, though.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
He never answered her question. He immediately went on attack mode and said the brothers need a brotherhood. She didn't ask you about brotherhood. You're on a goddess-related show, and she asked you, what did you think about the brothers being involved in the sisterhood? He didn't answer that.
No, and he wouldn't. Because his whole mode is to teach this war. He's the war goddess.
Mm-hmm.
He's the war god, rather. He's against the goddess. Everything he said was against her he's up here telling her what makes her sick, but then the very thing he's telling her to do is what's killing her.
Mm-hmm.
I want to touch on two more things that we didn't touch on just yet before we listen to this poem and close it out. Reproduction. He mentioned something about the sperm and the woman, the sperm that enters her is always there. And it sets the tone for everything she does. So, in other words, the first person you have sex with, according to him, that person rearranges your whole body, and you don't have the ability to change anything about that.
Bullshit.
What are y'all comments on that? And I ain't heard much from you, Goddess B.
I'm trying to hang in there. I'm sorry. I'm trying to. But, you know, let me tell you what I just did. Not to veer away from it, but do you know that there's a radio show, a book out? It's called Why We Hate the Black Woman.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Uh-huh. Well, let me pause for a moment though. I listened to a part of that show, and that brother's book is called Why We Hate Black Women, but it's a book that states that we shouldn't, that the culture has grown to hate black women, but they shouldn't disrespect black women like that because of certain things that the black woman possesses, blah, blah, blah. So he used that title to draw attention to it, but I don't necessarily agree with everything I heard him say. And the brother's also a Christian, so there's a little bit of a slant on that. But he's an open Christian, I'll say that.
Okay.
He's not solely
it's interesting
in there,
that now it's a hot topic now. You know, female,
mm-hmm.
Feminism, all this, you know, the divine feminine. It's very a hot topic. You know, it's
mm-hmm.
rising. It's
mm-hmm.
rising
mm-hmm.
to like a climax of, okay,
right.
women, where do we stand? What we going to do? You know, it's been a very interesting show, and I really, really enjoyed everybody's comments, and I
yeah,
just like to listen and observe.
Because
okay.
We're going to have a war over this, and we need to get ready for it.
Yeah, that's what I'm feeling. I'm saying to myself, you
yeah,
know what, this
yeah.
sounds like it's going to be a standoff.
It is.
You know, but
and
who's going to win?
Down,
we already know who's going to win.
Yeah, and it's going to come down to women making a decision as to what they
it
do
will.
With they want, period.
Okay.
And those that
I'm not
are
even going
to
elaborate on that because y'all can assume what y'all want about what I'm talking about. But
the women that are going along with this and are privy, because they can't create none of this without these women, first of all.
Right.
They
That's
can't
right.
do anything without these women. That's why this show is so controversial and why it feels like a damn dagger in your heart,
mm.
you know, because he has a woman and she's creating and
mm-hmm.
she doesn't know how he's using her to create something that she don't even know she's creating.
Well,
but he
just,
has
listen.
To have a woman to create anything.
Yeah, and he even admitted that on the show.
Yes.
Later in the show, he admitted that. Like I said, if anybody
she
wants
the
to
real
get
genie.
Details, if anybody
you are the power that they want.
Mm.
Indeed. If anyone wants to get details in reference to the show, you can contact me directly, and I will give you the information so you can listen to the entire show.
Mm.
And that sister also listens to these shows, so I'm hoping that she will listen to this show and listen to the whole thing and actually call me and say, okay, what books do I need to get that you didn't mention on there? Because I'm not forcing nothing down nobody's throat.
No. And we don't want that to be intended. We got too much of this damn division going on, and that's that chaos is started by them. They're doing that, you know, to keep women divided. You know, it's just like the man go cheat, and then two women fight. But he's
now,
the one that knew he had a woman.
I want to throw this out there, too. This sister has told me in a private conversation, and she's mentioned it on her show, that she doesn't have a elder sister, and that's part of the problem. A lot of the information that she has received has mostly been from men, so she doesn't have a elder sister like a lot of us have that can give information to us, you know.
Is she on any of the sites that we're on?
I don't think so. I sent her an invite for mine. I didn't see anything, you know, so I'm hoping.
That's
all
part of the issue.
Well,
if she
goes to Goddess Network and use any of those,
right.
you know, to get any resource, she's got to know.
Exactly.
So, you know, I'm kind of with her, you know, Goddess Network, saying these women do know, but they're going along with this shit anyway.
Precisely.
And that's how it was.
You should see the emails I get. Precisely.
I can only imagine.
It's like I'm saying something so foreign.
No, it's not foreign.
It's not foreign.
It
says those who have eyes to hear and ears to see. So that's who it's for.
So nobody
I agree.
Go ahead.
I was getting ready to say something because I really want to hear that poem
about
what God just said about this war. And for me, I think that's where I am with it. That's where I am with it. It's just what it is. And I gave up trying to believe that things aren't what they are. When you
Correct.
See men in New York calling her sluts, that's
yes.
what they
yes.
are. When
and
you
talking
see
about that's
brothers,
why we gonna kill your black ass.
Right. When you see
mm-hmm.
these brothers write these books, just
yes.
like the sister just said, even if it's for shock value, he's still getting paid off of women. He's marketing to women.
Uh-huh.
See, so women are still enabling. They're still enabling.
Right.
When I see that stuff, I just see it for what it is. And I don't know this sister, but I'm just past the point of the wavering. If
yes.
people are what they are. You are either my enemy, you're for me, or against me. It's just no middle ground. Because I just know too many women that are sleeping with the enemy, too many women that have come home and the husbands is crazy and whoop they behind, and they all they want to do is, you know, love and honor these men. So, no, that's just me, though. There's no wavering for me. I'm a warrior for the great mama, and I don't apologize for it. When I see these women wavering, I just always think, I don't know if they don't know or if they do know and just acting like they don't. Because you should see some of the emails I get from women, not men, from women.
Women.
You know, when most of the time when men that don't agree with what we're speaking about, when they come up against someone like us, most of the time they may make a comment, but for the most part after that they realize they can't win the argument and they leave it alone. But it's the women that fight for them.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's why they did it. It's a tactic. You know, they're getting us crazy against each other. He's got this girl twisted. And so if she's twisted and she's a female, then he's showing, oh, look how foolish she is. Because he really knows the truth.
Mm-hmm.
He's just said it in other things. It's not like Phil Valentine does not know the truth.
Yeah, he knows.
And what he said here, this is a new thing because he's done even threw away all our ancestral.
Mm-hmm.
And think about it.
And this is supposed to be a doctor of metaphysics? I mean, come on.
Right, he knows. And think about it. When sisters fall out, what are the majority of the reasons, well, one reason,
men,
why they fall out?
All of it's over a man. All of it.
Every time
all
sisters fall out, it's always over dick. It ain't got to be because the other sister's fucking the dick or sucking the dick, but it's got a dick involved.
It's definitely over a man. And that's where it got to stop. But that's because she don't know she got a dick.
Yeah,
and
bigger
than his. How to use hers.
Who has the poem?
Okay, yes, let's hear the poem, Queenie Fama.
Okay, the title of this poem is Before the Men Came by Pearl Cleage. In the time before the men came, we could do everything. We were fearless, brave, trustworthy, clean, mentally awake, and morally straight. In the time before the men came, back when we still could fly and have babies by the power of positive groupthink. We were Amazon women. We planned and built cities. We wrote great books and thought new thoughts and argued about ideas and aesthetics until the sun and the moon rose and bathed us all in silver. In the time before the men came, we were fearless, counting among our number warriors, strategists, generals, and magicians who could read the tide for signs. We plotted with impunity and precision and defended our borders with a shining combination of physical strength, mental superiority, and the vicious avoiding the obvious, sidestepping the curse of sloppy thinking and obsessive, possessive love that shrinks and strains and trains the ear for bickering and mediocrity as if they were the music of the spheres. We knew how to call a spade a spade. In the time before the men came, we were bold, explorers and wanderers, dreamers and schemers. We lived in harmony with each other, and in constant search for the truth of this world and the next one. We were responsible, caring for our own and each other with a bone deep, get this mouse back up here, with a bone deep understanding of what it really means to be a part of a whole, a sister among your sisters. In the time before the men came, we were loving, treating each other and those we trusted with a sensuality and sweetness unmatched before or since. In the time before the men came, we could fly. Do you remember that shit? Flying? I mean, flying as in step to the edge of the mountain, bear your breast to the north wind, rub each moon-bathed nipple three times counterclockwise, and reach out far enough and with confidence enough that from under each breast would emerge gigantic black wings with smooth blue-black feathers and a span of 6 feet on either side. And they spread out from underneath so that we didn't fly with that difficult upper body strength dependent motion so beloved by Akaris and the boys. We just kind of laid out on our wings and soared. The only motion necessary was a kind of rippling thing that looked the way a fish looks when it isn't in a hurry and the water is the perfect reptilian subnormal degree of coolness. And we could fly for hours without even breathing hard. In fact, we developed an entire art form based on flying, sort of like water ballet, with 12-foot wings and a touch of bop to it. That and the art of ball head painting were lost after the men came. Two art forms that just didn't survive the loss of concentration. Mythology aside, I personally was quite sorry to see the ball head painting go the way of moon worshippers and wing ballet. The intricate designs and decorations which emerged once the sisters agreed that hair was too distracting and all shaved their heads regularly were breathtaking. And since the ball head paintings were temporary, disappearing at the first serious bath or sudden rainstorm, they were even the more precious. And even though the real radicals said they didn't see the difference between spending 6 hours working on cornrows and 6 hours on ball head painting, most sisters were so taken with the beauty and the sensuality of the whole idea from start to finish that the movement to outlaw it quickly died and was never raised again. But that was in the time before the men came. See, the problem wasn't so much in their coming, but in what their coming meant to us as Amazon women. Our magic was completely dependent on the strength of our collective concentration, our ability to sit within the magic circle, join hands, and collectively focus our minds on one thing and then achieve it. But it took the complete concentration of the entire group, and so we worked hard to maintain that concentration, that focus, that power, which is one of the reasons why their lives, why our lives were so peaceful. Superfluous activity is distracting. It weakens you. So they met twice a day in the completeness of their circle, and they thought about each other, and they thought about themselves, and they thought about their strength and their wisdom and their loving kindness, and they thought about their power. And then they would focus intently on the pertinent question, which on any particular day might be a problem of the heart or mind, reinforcement of their gifts and powers, defense, healing, flying, birth. Birth is a good example of how it worked. In the time before the men came, maybe I think I went a little too far. In the time before the men came, oh, I did go too far, we had our babies without them. What we would do when an Amazon expressed a desire to have a child was gather in the sacred circle, in the birth configuration, say the charms for fertility and conception, and then concentrate really hard. And if the time was right and the concentration was total, a girl child would begin to grow inside her mother. Only girl children could be conjured in this way. It was, in any case, an all-female society, so the question of male children was pretty much moot. But if the time was not right, or if the sister was not really ready, or if someone was not concentrating really hard, it didn't work, and the girl baby was not conceived. In this way, the society had a kind of extrasensory method of birth control, and the life of the group, its future, was dependent on the ability of those already on the scene to concentrate and take themselves seriously. Sisterhood was in a very, and I think that's real sense because I kind of remember, but my mouth is sticking. In a very, let me see if I've used arrows. In a very real sense, survival. It was the same with flying. It could only work as a collective vision. If they all believed they could fly, they all could fly. But if one hesitated before stepping off into the freedom of, into the beauty of, the void, they were all in danger of the crash. It was necessary that close attention be paid at a serious life and death level, 24/7, 365. And it was, but that was in the time before the men came. And then one day, a young sister was hurrying back to join the midday sacred circle, and she saw a man sitting outside the gates of the Amazon city. Now, this was no big thing. Men lived in gender-integrated towns and villages all around the Amazons, and they often had male lovers, although usually not for long. Men grew uncomfortable trying to love a woman, a free woman, over the long haul. Amazon women didn't put much energy into the comfort of their friends, their male men friends. Discomfort was distracting. When it got to be a real problem, they simply cut their lovers loose. Their society recognized no intrinsic value in heterosexual unions and held no censure for any kind of sexual coupling that took place between consenting adults. Men, however, were not allowed to sleep within the gates of the Amazon city. Even on conjugal visits, dreaming women were considered too vulnerable to the power of the men, and so at first moon, they were escorted outside the gates and wished good evening.
Teach it.
But somehow, this man seemed different from the others. She had known. It was almost as if he had a glow around his head or something. And he was holding all the things you like to see a man holding, depending on your personal preferences, style of clothing, and private fantasies. It could have been a dozen roses. It could have been the first edition of Langston Hughes. It could have been a ripe watermelon or a perfect mango. It could have been a love poem. It could have been new music. It could have been his heart. The only thing it could not have been is in the category of Mercedes Benzes and Rolex watches and secure retirement plans. It has to be something that touches your soul like it touched her soul, like it always touches mine. The real stuff, the scary stuff, the love to the grave and beyond stuff. That's the stuff he was holding when she saw him, and it startled her. And she looked into his eyes, and he smiled and touched her cheek and spoke to her in a rich, chocolate brown voice full of love and sex and responsible fatherhood. And he said, I think you are so fine, and I want to make love to you, so why don't you stop what you're doing, whatever it is you're doing, and come and sit down here and let me rub your head, and you can listen to me talk about myself for a while, and maybe you could tell me some things I hadn't thought of on my own, and maybe these things would bring peace and health and prosperity to my life. And you would feel good, too. And when I got around to it, and hey, I think I love you. And she was amazed to feel her knees get weak and her cheeks flush crimson. And alas, she trembled, and she wanted to touch him and have him touch her. And she checked her watch and said to herself, the meeting isn't for 15 minutes yet. It won't hurt to stop for just a second and see what this brother is into. Besides, I don't see myself being swayed by a self-centered rap like that. I don't care what he's holding. And she smiled and said, that is the lamest rap I've heard in ages. We got cities to build and poems to write and gold mines to discover and babies to create and passion to bring into flower. Why should I want to spend my every waking hour looking at you? And he said, I don't know. because I want you to. And she wanted to say, nigga, please. But she couldn't speak. She found herself paralyzed by the glow around him. She watched herself reaching up, turning her face to his, opening her lips and her arms and her softness to him. And she was distracted and late and AWOL for no good reason that I can think of. Can you? And her sister sat quietly in the circle waiting for her. Couldn't start without her, powerless without her, looking at the space her presence was supposed to fill. But she didn't come, and she didn't come, and she didn't come. But somewhere just outside the gates of the Amazon city, she arched her back and offered her neck and came for him, to him, with him. And her sister, who was ready to begin her baby, cried out and turned away. And they tried to fly away to find and save their sister. They stumbled and jumped around like crippled birds, too old or too lame or too silly to take off. And it was over, broken, finished, finito, incognito. It was once burned, twice shy, and too little, too late. And they staggered, powerless and broken, to the gates of the city and threw them open and saw their sister asleep and smiling, curled up on the chest of this glowing man and already forgetting the wonder of her wings, the magic of the miracle of her magic, the power of her armies. And the man smiled when he saw them running toward their fallen sister and tightened his arm around her. And she purred in her sleep like a cream-fed cat. And that was when the men came. And the Amazons became their slaves and had their babies and cooked their dinners, and listened to their stories, and dreamed their dreams, and darned their fucking socks. And Woo! Our slavery, and our powerlessness, and our fear, and our longing for the campfires where we once held hands and sang with our sisters drove us to acts of madness and self-destruction and amnesia until we arrive at the first quarter of the 21st century, weakened by oppression and self-hate, degraded and distracted by all the things that won't have anything to do with being a woman, an Amazon woman, until we arrive at the first quarter of the 21st century, straining to hear the voice of the goddess and keening in the darkness for the clarity, the serenity, the strength, and the sisterhood of the time before the time before the time the men came.
She channeled that. Wow.
That she did. Because I've been telling y'all, the men did not live with the women.
Okay.
And the moment we did that, we failed. We lost
mm-hmm.
our
hands.
Thank
yep.
you, Sister Aoife.
I'm
on
that's
another
hot.
Vibe now. Oh,
that's man. Hot.
That was a powerful piece.
Oh, man.
Yes.
That's truth. That said more
wow.
than a 500-page book.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Beautiful.
I don't even think there's anything else to be said after that.
No.
Nope.
Right. Marinate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. That was a powerful piece.
Thank you
I
so
mean,
much for bringing that up. That was right on time.
Ooh, could you post
like
that? Post that.
Well, you know what? Actually, it's in this Google Books. But I did type it, and I can, like, send it to everybody if you wanted me to.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I do.
You know,
okay.
I did a audio of it where I read it and put a little music behind it and all that kind of stuff. So I could send you that as well. So
yeah. Send it to me, Queenie Fama, and I'll
okay.
put it on the web.
Okay, great. No problem.
With
me
everyone
too.
Who needs it.
No
and,
problem.
I'll send it to you, Pastor Flowers, as well, and anyone else who wants it.
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and give my email address and my phone number out in case anyone wants to call or contact me. My email address is blackwomb@divinechemistry, and it's khemestry.com. And my direct phone number is 804-399-2453. We don't have a lot of time remaining, but if anyone wants to give contact information out or email address for any other sisters who want to get with us and, you know, get in contact with us or have any questions, feel free at this time. We have about 2 minutes or so left.
I think we need to do shows that nobody else is invited to.
I agree with you on that. Invitation only.
Yeah.
And you could do that, can't you, on Blog Talk?
I don't think you can do it on Blog Talk, but you can do it on another forum that I have available.
Okay. That needs
okay.
to be done.
So any sisters that are interested in that, I've given you my contact information. Feel free to call me. At this point, unless people ask me, I'm not going to go out of my way to do addition to what I'm already doing unless people come to me and tell me that's what they want. So, because I've been kind of sort of wearing myself out. That's why I hadn't done a show in almost 3 weeks or so. I've just been a little tired, but I'm not too tired
but
to do
it's
what
a, it's about balancing
much.
Yourself out. Putting the
right.
energy where it's going to manifest and not spending it where it's going to, you know, fall on dead ears.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't nobody, this ain't about arguing anymore.
Nope, I'm done with that. I'm not
that,
trying
we don't
to convince
have time
somebody
for that.
Who I am. I know who I am, and we should know who we are.
Right.
There's no more conversation
right.
about who God is and what you think and what I think. I'm talking about what I know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, your goddess. The goddess retreat that you just had, that and the privacy of the sisters that are doing this, it will come. It will come. Because I'm telling you, God is God. Mm-hmm. And even though there might be sisters that are out there and they might be asleep, this thing that's fixing to come on this earth, is they going to see these men for who they are.
Mm-hmm.
They
Indeed.
Are.
Indeed, that is for sure. I'm going to go ahead and close out before we actually get cut off while I'm still able to play a song or something. So
this is a fantastic show tonight.
Definitely. Everybody, share this show with as many women as you possibly can share it with. As many women, I don't care if you got to put it on CD or whatever, just share the show so people can hear this conversation because this is a powerful show tonight. I give thanks to the Great Mother for everyone who participated in the chat room, everyone who listened live, all the sisters that were on the panel, and those who were listening to archive. Give thanks. All right, y'all. Peace and blessings. And
peace and blessings.
Peace,
to the sister.
Away from that old desperate that's a renegade love, caught up in the maze, love, crazy, crazy.